You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yeah, you never know. That's the truth. You never fucking know. It could affect somebody's life. I've affected people's lives.
Certainly.
And probably in a bad way a lot of times. What's up? I'm back, motherfucker.
Yay.
All right, he's back.
I'm back in the fucking saddle.
Ooh,
back in my seat, my fucking throne, my fucking spaceship.
Yes,
that I've created. Captain Kirk over there, man.
That's right, Captain fucking Captain Fat Kirk.
I wasn't gonna say it. You said it,
Captain Kirk. Now
he has hair
because he has a wig too.
Yeah, he does.
I never noticed that little fang tooth you have. I like that.
Oh, thank you. I have braces.
What you fucking gnaw on a clit with? Is that what you're known for?
Yeah.
Oh, clitty fucking Norman.
Clit chomping Norman.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be back. I missed the show for the last 3 weeks. I was on the road on the fucking tour with my my baby, my honey pig.
Hello, everyone.
Stop, bro.
Stop it, baby.
Never stops being adorable.
Yeah, you are cute. That pool picture.
Oh, thank
amazing.
You.
Amazing. Yeah. With him coming out of the pool, the shower. Yeah. Woo. So gross.
Did you see the new one?
No.
When we jumping into the pool?
I don't think
mid-air?
So.
Mid-air?
The cannonball?
You're going to love
it.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love how creative you get with how you cover your genitals. He didn't this time.
No, we're at Bailey J's house, who has a way bigger piece than him.
Much bigger, much nicer.
I remember she saw his dick and she went inside.
She got jealous.
She saw your uncircumcised, one color
dick. Natural.
Your dick looked like it was burnt.
Yeah.
You got her on the tits, though.
So we're at her house, and her husband, Matt, is a photographer, a photog.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love. Stavros does not give a fuck. Literally just took his clothes off. But here's the thing, he was sitting by the pool, kind of thinking what he wants to do. And I'm like, are you gonna get naked or what? Like, I'm a queen. Like, come on, speed it up, chubby. I need some thoughts. And he's like, yeah, no, I will. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do. And then it was time. He's like, okay, cool. Just takes everything off.
Yep.
Standing there with his fucking mule out.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking give a shit. It's but it was he didn't care so much. He was artsy.
Yes. Right.
You know what I mean?
Like inspiring.
It felt like I could smell art in the air. Like,
yeah.
Like Andy Warhol was gonna come in. I like it.
Yeah. Right.
He did his thing, and we were. But then when he doesn't care, you know, it's like if a guy likes trannies.
Yeah.
You just don't care. Like, if I had a friend that liked trannies, like, if I knew a guy, a little bald guy, skinny, has his own radio show in the morning, took another man's legacy, and like, but he didn't care, and none of us cared either. He was just naked, jumping in the pool, cannonballing. I gave him a little tip. I was like, dude, if you kind of put the knee up, then your nuts won't show.
Yes.
Other than that, you're going to have to do a little photoshopping.
Yeah.
Right. The ball bag, I don't mind whipping out my schlong, but the ball bag is really where that's where I get self-conscious.
Really?
Yeah. It's gross and hairy and lumpy and weird.
I'll let my balls hang out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, the balls are...
I like
balls
before dick? You just let the balls
freely. Yeah, you got to tuck dick back, and then you got to hang your balls out. I think that's a funnier joke because they are grosser.
That's true. With guys, I guess I'm cool, but like if there's a girl around, my ball bag.
Oh, that'd be hilarious if she sucked your balls before your dick. That would be just.
That'd be hot.
I like a nice ball bag. Like, there's a certain big, saggy,
aesthetically,
almost where they can bounce their dick and their balls will go up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they're, right, Lauren?
Are we talking about trannies again?
Is that what's going on?
You like balls?
Yeah, I love
balls. Oh, good to know.
I'll suck on a ball.
All right.
All right, let's settle down. Yeah. Could you give an opinion without everybody trying to rape her?
Sorry.
Lauren.
It's not every day you hear a girl say, I'll suck a ball.
Hairless or hairy? You don't care? You're
hairless.
Hairless.
Oh, really?
Hairless. I'm sorry. You're asking her? That's all I am.
You guys look like two balls.
Yeah. Not as good as the tit joke. But
all right.
You're swinging. All right, we got Starvy Baby here. Of course, my baby boo.
Hello, everyone.
Who's fucking killing it on the road, by the way. This
funny
cocksucker.
Guy.
Yeah, but, you know, he goes up and he's just annihilating with his horse shit. I did not expect that. No, it's the tour has been fucking great. I mean, a little nervous because, we're doing some of these rock venues.
Right.
We're doing one-nighters. And then we're going in for a club during the weekend. Every show was fucking great.
Yeah.
Every show was great. Pittsburgh, Wednesday, Erie.
Erie was great.
Thursday. Erie was fucking... I thought Erie was going to suck. JR's.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
But...
Bomb of my life.
Really?
We went there, packed it out one night, and left.
I think they changed hands over there.
I don't know.
It seems well run now. I don't know how long you were there, but
what
it was,
a beautiful
it was
club!
Great.
Yeah. Great, gorgeous looking.
A lot of history.
When we went in there, I thought it was going to suck dick. We a beautiful club, gorgeous, and we went in, fucking packed it out with fans.
That's great.
We sold a shitload.
Yeah.
We have these tour T-shirts and posters and magnets. Sold a shitload. Took a bunch of photos.
Yeah.
Went back to the hotel and fucking bailed.
Yep.
Nice.
Drove to Cleveland the next day.
Yeah,
I really got to give it up for my fucking tour agent and Bardo, Jim Serpico, because it was so easy.
Yeah.
It was like 2.5 hours, 3 hours to the next gig. So we wake up, drive to the next gig, check in a hotel, eat, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is, we got to stop.
What did you guys eat?
Oh, boy.
Everything.
What didn't we?
I really picked the wrong fucking guy to tour with.
Oh, yeah.
I should have picked somebody who was like just in shape.
You should have brought Evan.
Yeah.
I eat like a piece of garbage, though, as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like half the time. I'm like half healthy, half piece of shit. Yeah.
So let's go around the room. Let's introduce everybody. Scopo, introduce everybody, and we'll get into this. Of course, hey, I already introduced Starvy.
Starvy Baby, of course. Then we got Mark Norman, fresh off the garden last night.
Hey, good to be here.
How was that? The garden.
Unreal. I got stories.
Yeah. That's incredible, man.
It's pretty good, right?
Oh, my God.
How do you have
it? It's pretty cool. Yeah,
second
pretty
time, cool. So I was a lot looser. I wasn't as nervous, and I could actually enjoy it. The first time, I was freaking out.
I did it three times. But listen, the thing is...
I thought I felt a dip in the stage.
We did it in the round. We didn't have to cut off half the place. Whatever. It was awful. You know what I mean? Just the whole fucking thing. Like 20-something. Listen.
Who were you with?
Dane.
Oh.
I did it with Dane twice, and then we did it... there was some New York Comedy Festival, Dane and Friends.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
And he had, like, Burr was on it, I was on it. There was a bunch of motherfuckers on it.
Yeah.
And we all went out and did, like, 10 minutes, which was, I actually liked that one the best because everybody was going out fucking annihilating.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody was fucking around on that show.
Right.
And it was in the round, which is, have you done the round in, like, a big arena?
Yeah, not.
Does that mean like when you're in the middle and everybody's around you?
I guess that's
makes
what that
sense.
Means. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Rotate.
Yeah. You mean the thing?
You're used to in the corner.
Yeah.
In the bar.
In the laundromat. I've done that before.
Right. Cool. In the latter part of the lineup.
In the creek.
Yeah.
In the basement.
Yeah. In Rebecca.
That room's too big, actually.
Yeah, the ceilings need to be lower, man. Yeah. Lower ceilings. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Bunch of comics in the back of the room.
Being forced to watch bigger comics 2 hours.
Right.
All right, so Mark, we'll talk about that. And who else do we got?
We got Evan Williams, fresh off his epic roast battle last night.
Yeah, people were saying it was the best one ever.
It was awesome.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I was there. I was one of the judges. I mean, the judges were great. Voss. I'll do anything with Voss.
Yeah.
I really will. I just, me and him, he's such a fucking moron.
You guys are
but he's so funny.
But he owns it.
He fucking owns it, but he always will have something to save him.
Right.
He'll say something so stupid, you're like, what the... And then he'll say something so funny,
yeah.
you're like, oh, my God. He always... And then, of course, Ron Bennington.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
I mean, just one of the funniest guys out there.
Quick.
Fast.
So quick. Quick.
No fat on it. Wow. On the joke.
Yeah.
Everybody's eyebrows went up. And then, of course, we had...
Big J.
No, no, no. Mike Lawrence.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
Mike Lawrence is... Who has taken this to be a very serious job?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah,
he does not fuck around with Rose Battle.
No, he's
which,
not fucking around.
If it was anybody else, I'd kind of be like, all right, relax.
Right.
Fucking chill out. We're stand-ups.
Right.
This is a fucking side thing we do for fun. But he really, he has a whole thing about it. He really takes it serious. And I kind of dig it with him. He was... breaking down the jokes, why they were this, and you didn't do that. And he really knows what he's doing. So he kind of kept us all honest. And then Big J, who, you know, Big J, when he talks, it's like, just speed it up. Fucking, we get it. You do drugs. I know. Patrice was your mentor. Right. Speed it up.
Right.
But
and get a haircut, you weirdo.
Yeah.
But when
or
he does.
Diet. Yeah.
But he really did. Big J's like this. As soon as he starts talking, like, oh, just shut the fuck up. But then all of a sudden, he'll say something. His shit was so fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it takes him a minute, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God. That he was really on point with some funny, funny psychology about what the fuck was going on. So right. Jay killed it, too.
The judges, I could tell you guys have been friends, like, a long time, because you, like, know how to get to him. Like, he was, like, trying to grab you or something. You're like, get your tiny hands away from me.
I can just tell
that he's, like, self-conscious about his hands if you just say that.
It just scares me. I don't know if I was raped by a fucking marionette when I was a young boy, but could have went puppet, went marionette. Yeah, yeah. Funnier. Just for you young guys listening.
A little more silver.
All girls, all minorities.
Oh, boy. Gotta be diverse.
Dude, so we're doing this fucking thing last night. And I'm like, I've done it before, and it's funny. But usually, the ones leading up stink. Right. Well, not stink, but just aren't as good. And then I did it with you last time.
Yeah.
We had a fun time. And then the last couple are the ones that are great, right?
Yeah, yeah, the heavyweights.
Dude, these fucking two assholes came up last night. Who was the other guy?
Scott Chaplin.
He's
really
good.
Funny guy. Also a funny comic.
Very good.
Stand-up, yeah.
It was one of the fucking most disturbing, fucked up. And I've been on O&A with Patrice, Voss, Norton, Keith Robinson, and Patrice, and Colin Quinn, and Anthony. I mean, I've been in the round of fucking holy shit, mean shit said.
Right, right.
This last night, meanest shit I've ever heard.
Really?
I mean, I was almost like, I gotta go. I can't. Like, this is affecting my
that
child's karma. like me laughing at this, this is gonna come up. This is my Billy Bush moment.
Right, right.
You know
somebody
I mean?
On Periscope called me Billy Bush. And when the people on Periscope are just like go-mites and stuff, and they think that they're like roast battlers, and so they're commenting like during the roast battle and like congratulating themselves on how funny they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was the first thing they said. They're like, oh, they gave it to Billy Bush. That's great. That's fantastic.
You see the word cuck a lot with
those guys. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
A lot of racial slurs.
Oh, Lewis was on it too. We can't forget Lewis.
Wow.
Good old Lewis.
Well, he's a fucking
everybody else did.
Yeah, he's forgettable.
Well, this fucking idiot. He gets too high before the show.
I know.
So what happens is he goes up, he's, you know, flipping his dumb quarter. You know, you spent fucking 10 grand on some belt that you're giving away. You couldn't get a roast battle quarter.
Right. That's
you
good
know?
Point.
Yeah.
Good doubloon.
And he's got so somebody said something. I said something about the kid's chin.
Mm-hmm.
The kid had a really fucking Uriah Faber fucking dot chin.
Oh, is that Patrick Schroeder?
Patrick Schroeder.
Yeah. So I said something about his fucking chin, right? And I knew as soon as I said the word chin, I know what's coming. And somebody over to my right, I think it was Mike Lawrence, I see Zach lean into Lewis and tell him a joke.
Mm.
Say something. Lewis is smiling. As he's doing that, Mike Lawrence says, how do you know about which chin would it be on you?
Right,
you know
what I mean? Right.
Some double chin joke or
right.
triple
obviously.
Chin.
Obviously.
It's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming. It came. Deep. Big laugh. I left. Lewis says this literally right after. There's a big laugh. As soon as it dies out, he goes, yeah, your chin but says the same joke.
He was like, I gotta give Zach some credit. He just did a chin joke, and he like told Zach's chin joke.
Right, right.
Oh, and you went off on him and the gum mites. That was so funny, dude.
Well, he's like, I'm like, you fucking moron. He just did it.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
This is a live event. Yeah. You're here.
You're the host.
You're right. You're keeping us all together.
Yeah, you're not making fucking appetizers right. while we're, you know, you're not feeding us.
He dresses like that. He's got a fucking barbecue with those shorts. Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
But he was funny too. And so you come up with this other dude. What's his name again? I forget.
Scott Chaplin.
Who I've seen before is very funny.
Real funny guy.
Killer roast.
Really good dude. Good stand-up.
No, I've seen him do the roast battle before.
It's funny how comics often go, good dude. Yeah, funny guy.
Well, it matters. Good dude, funny guy matters.
If you just say good dude, that means he's not funny. Too.
Right.
He's a really good person.
It's true.
Really good person.
Scopo, great guy.
Great guy. Just nice.
One of the best guys I've ever met.
One of the best guys we've ever met.
What a sweetheart.
Real sweet person.
Real gem.
Has a good family. He has a good job.
Great hair.
Upstanding citizen.
Such a good hairline. Yeah.
So, dude, these two fucking psychopaths, and I know they're serial killers because they don't blink. You know what I mean? They just got their fucking notes in front of them, and they go at it. And out of the gate. Now, a lot of people come out and go, you're a fucking dirty Jew, blah, blah. And they just attack. These guys had such great fucked up jokes about the fucking just dead people in the other person's life.
The worst things that ever happened to each other. They just attacked.
Totally.
But it was so brilliant. And then the end, this fucker, the one who said, look, we need to do, I voted for
Scott.
But I wanted to.
I know it was half and half. I mean,
it was half and half. I was like, we need another joke.
Yeah.
Right. We need one more joke. And so they were like, fine, let's do one more joke. So he does another joke. And then this motherfucker, he had his shot at his last joke. He lays out a fucking song.
Buddy, if
you did and you didn't do it right, you're going down.
Yeah,
this motherfucker lays out this song literally about the whole thing they just did.
It was incredible.
Holy shit.
It was incredible. He fucking lays it out. It's the most horrid shit. Hey, Esty, how are you?
Hey.
Huh?
Oh, my God. Is it your birthday?
Happy
birthday, dear Robert. Look at that. Wow.
Look at you.
All right. The last thing he needs is a cake.
That Fiesti's laughing at that. She tried to stick up and she went, that was pretty funny.
Good.
Oh, you're the best. I love you,
That's
Mom.
That's amazing.
He scared me the other day so much I beat him up. Yeah.
Wow.
She punched me. We're at a pumpkin thing for the kids.
Uh-huh.
Even in the dark.
It was on the news yesterday.
Yeah, it's awesome. Fun time.
Esty beat up Robert.
I ran up to her because there's all these people around. I went. She started swinging.
Really?
She started punching. Yeah, don't run up. Yeah, her time in the Israeli army came back. She started taking me out like a Palestinian.
so lucky now.
This is so. Thank you so much. This means a lot. Wow. Scopo, everybody. Not you guys.
No, we didn't.
You could give a shit. You know what he did on my birthday?
SD? What?
Left me.
Bob.
We're on the road. We're going to a steak dinner. Really fancy place. I'm taking him on my birthday. He left me for a chubby redhead again.
Again.
Judy Gold?
I thought we...
All right.
She's...
I'm very ashamed of myself.
She's tall.
Hang on, the mics are on,
Esty. She's not a redhead.
Right. Damn it.
And she's not...
Not a type. If I get any fatter, I'll be her type. Because it's going away.
You see these?
I did. You're not supposed to shake them, are you? We're going to have them. Can we eat this?
Once a year.
What is that?
Once
a year. I'm not going to make it.
No, what
is that?
It's coffee.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Espresso coffee.
That's so nice.
Really cute, though.
I dropped the cake, so it's a little...
That's a good-looking cake.
You dropped the cake? Oh, my God.
Mocha.
That looks so good.
Oh.
Is it mocha? I'm taking
it. Delicious.
I like it.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you cut the first slice?
Yeah, you cut.
All right.
I'm gonna.
He's like swishing around like a wine connoisseur. Look at this guy.
I'm gonna, you know how many emails I'm gonna get? Dude, Fatso, stop eating on the microphone.
Right. Yeah.
From fat guys, because I'm just making them hungry at the top.
Well, that makes sense.
That looks good right there.
Right.
Oh, look at that. All right. Now, this slice is what we get, and Bobby takes the rest.
We divide that up in seven pieces.
That's right. I wish Scobo could take over the podcast for the next half hour.
Sorry.
Yeah, too risky. Struggle.
I just got it's going to get shut down.
Can you cut it up, Bubba?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, yeah, just leave the camera on that. Oh, my God. Cut some slices. Grab some slices.
No, I'm done.
Come on.
No. I have interviews.
Why?
I got the interviews.
Because I... This?
You can't eat that?
She gives you something she can't eat. It's messed up.
Lauren just took my blueberry spinach kale smoothie right away. Literally, I was trying. Right now, it's gone.
You
I think it's
8 minutes you got in there.
Yeah, that's God. Jesus wants me to have. Right. Wants me to stay fat. I think there's a roll coming up.
Wings in Providence this weekend?
What? We're in Providence.
Wings in Providence?
We're going to get wings aren't bad. We're going to do wings. Oh, my God.
Wings aren't bad. I see that on a lot of health food menus. Wing cake.
Wing cake.
Yeah, I
all right. So,
all right, guys.
All right. Thank you.
I love you, Steve.
So
thank you, Bubba. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's so sweet.
Thanks, Liz.
See you tonight.
So, oh, my God, that was great. Thank you for recognizing my birthday. Not too many people did that I'm friends with.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man. I didn't
well,
know
I don't expect
birthday,
you
right?
to.
Okay, right, right.
I'm not you. Know, maybe you. Maybe a fucking tweet.
Probably him.
I could have seen
maybe
on
a
Facebook.
Retweet.
Sure.
Nobody called me. Nobody.
Wow.
Literally nobody? Come on. Somebody.
I texted you. With a happy birthday.
Well, I mean, my friends, like, you know, Colin.
It's early, though. It's early for comedy.
What are you talking about? It was fucking last week.
Ah.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was the 8th, October 8th.
Oh, shit. Well, then even Esty's late, then.
Well, I wasn't here.
Ah, okay. True
story. I didn't get...
Thanks.
I didn't get shit. Make sure you get one of those Reese's back on mine. Yeah, put that right there. I'm sorry. That just fell off. So back to this, dude. You're doing this fucking roast battle.
Yeah.
I got to play a couple clips from it.
Please.
I don't really like, let's go. I don't have time in my life to go write fucking roast jokes.
Yeah, it's
for nothing.
It's crazy, yeah.
But you guys who do and who take it serious, going to really fucking kick ass. It is very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's fucking funny. And when the people do... When you can see somebody doesn't put the effort into it,
it's
a little
clear.
Like, whatever. But when somebody, you guys really put an effort into some... Did you guys talk to each other? Did you guys work shit out together?
No, we didn't work shit out together, but we talked and talked, you know. And I already knew the guy so well. He's like my best friend, you know.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So that's what helped it, too. Like, when you battle somebody, like a lot of people that don't understand roast battles, are like, I battle my enemy. I hate him, so I'll just talk shit about him.
Right.
That would be horrible. Like, the crowd would hate that. There'd be like a weird animosity in the room, you know.
Right.
But
that's why you say that, because a lot of the fans don't get that. The reason why, when they come at you... On, you know, I'm just trying to be like you guys. Yeah, I'm friends with Norton, Colin, Keith, and Voss for 25 years. That's why we can talk like this. Yeah, that's why I can say fucking shitty little crappy, scary hands, Voss.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, without offending him.
Right.
Some random douche that you don't know says some mean shit. It hurts.
Yeah, it wouldn't be funny. Yeah, it wouldn't be funny. Just be mean.
Yeah. They don't really seem to get that thing, the philosophy of what funny is and why things are funny, but you guys last night were fucking Jesus Christ brutal.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Did anything he said? Can you be honest with me? Is there anything that he said that made you feel it a little bit? A
little sting.
A little sting.
Not really, man. Honestly,
nothing.
No, I was like, because there's just like we know each other real well. Like, you know, you assume people are going to talk about your family, you know, if they've died and stuff. And so I was ready for any of that stuff.
Actually, if you watch like a Dean Martin roast, no.
Yeah, actually,
they never had to do that.
So stupid.
And they're very funny.
Yeah.
They're real funny, but they never go, "Hey, Dean, I heard your fucking daughter got raped."
Right.
Well, she did. Funny you say that.
Yeah.
The fucking Sammy, I did it.
Right. It
was just all funny, fun shit.
Yeah.
But it's...
I told him one.
It's gone to the point where you got to do it. You can't do it. If you're doing fucking that shit, you're done.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where you got to sing a song. I mean, I'm sure you
at that point,
Scott's good. I got to bring something new.
Yeah. Well, that was something that Big J pointed out is that the song wasn't until they asked for one more joke. So I wasn't going to do it.
Uh-huh.
In my head, I was like, I don't want to come off like a gimmick. I don't want the judges to be like, that doesn't count as a
joke. That's why Big J, again, he took him 10 minutes to get to it. But
once he got there, though, that was so funny.
The thing when you...
Everybody's dialed in, though. They're listening.
But it was I'll tell you this.
Perfect closer, though.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Man. Yeah, I...
Want some cake?
I'm so...
Oh, you're the best.
Glad it went to that.
Piece of cake. Grab a piece of cake.
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, buddy. All right. Tony!
But yeah, about, like, would things hurt? We talked afterwards on some stuff we didn't say about each other. And there was one that would have hurt him, and he had one that would have hurt me.
What was it?
Well, I don't remember what his joke was about, but it was
just
about...
Just tell me yours.
Mine against him was, I was going to be
you
like...
You don't tell the joke, but just tell what why it would hurt you.
He was going to say I am, like, weak. Like he was saying I would have lost weight. Because he knows that about me. Like, I have this thing where I don't want to look little. Because I was a little kid and I got picked on and stuff. So I go to the gym to try not to be
Can
little.
Can I stop you for one
second? Please stop.
You know how fucking disturbing that is.
I know. It's
the
disturbing.
Shit that was said about you.
I know.
And the thing that would you emotionally connect to is your looks.
I know. It's fucked up, man. It's real messed up.
That is. What was his? Was his the same thing type of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, were you
guys? This was about he has like a dented chest and I was going to comment on his dented chest.
That's actually disgusting. Yeah. I feel bad.
Yeah.
That's like fucking Chris Jericho.
Jizz pool there.
Yeah. But I said it sunk lower than his dad did when he hit his mom. That's all I was going to say.
I didn't get to it.
Yeah.
My I love the idea you didn't get stuff. To. That's
It'd be
great.
Funny if,
oh,
that,
totally, yeah.
if that concave chest was from a punch.
Yeah. I was thinking of that.
Right.
That's great.
Do we have what clip do we have?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't queued it up yet because.
Dude, there was two back and forth.
Literally, we've been sitting
here
for a fucking half hour, and he hasn't queued it up.
No, if I queue it up, you're going to hear it. That's why.
What are you talking about?
Put the cursor on the line there.
Just put the cursor on the line.
I have it, but I don't know what seat where it's
at. Oh, I
see. Where
it's
at.
Well.
All right, back up.
We want to hear this.
Right there, like 1 minute, because he had one that was insane.
I mean, the whole
about
battle
my
was
mom.
Incredible, though.
Really?
What play the whole thing.
The whole thing's like, what, 4 minutes? 5 minutes?
I don't know.
The judging.
Probably like 12 minutes, yeah.
Yeah,
with the
yeah.
And we did an extra, so maybe like 15, honestly.
So 12 of that is Big J.
Yeah. Getting to that one joke, man. It was a great joke, though.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Big J's so fun.
You guys went right after each other, too.
That
was the best part. I said, you guys went right after each other. Yeah.
There was no...
Yeah, Chaplin jumped right in.
Sorry.
Yeah, man.
Sorry for fucking... All right, let's do this.
Okay, so back that one up like a minute.
A minute?
Maybe 45 seconds. I want to get his.
Evan, you look so little. I do love that you do these rows. Have you been on this show before?
No, man, I never
have. It's great that you win. You get right, something out of winning these things.
Yeah, that was cool,
this,
man. That was really
stand,
cool.
That's great.
I woke up.
All right, you ready? Let's
came right here.
You guys done fucking convincing?
Yeah, we're done.
We're trying to get the show going.
I'm kidding.
Let's defer.
All right, you're going to go
fucking guy.
And hold
the
trigger
on first, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Chaplin, Evan Williams, let's roast. Do it, buddy. Scott, you look like you've been a senior in high school for 8 years. Scott's dad was an abusive drunk cop, and now he's in hell. burning in hell right now. The only angel in Scott's life is his sister's stripper name.
And that was three jokes. That was great.
All right, well, now I got to change it up because he was very rude and I was.
The reason why I love that.
Oh, boy. That was classic.
Happy birthday.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
The reason why I love this roast battle, because you can tell somebody's good at it, because he was like, oh, shit. This cocksucker's coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
Let me change what I was going to start
switched
with.
His fucking joke.
Right.
And said, I'm going mean, too.
Right.
Which, if you're not funny enough, if you're not in it, you're not going to know. You're just going to do that whatever joke it is, and you'll fucking bomb.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you got to adapt.
I love that. Yeah. I love that this guy did that. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that you started off kind of easy, and then you went harder and harder.
It really heats up at our third joke.
It heats up.
Our third joke.
All right, here we go.
We're coming up on the second. The third joke is when it gets
ridiculous.
All right,
let's go.
Kevin is a recovering alcoholic. I'm just wondering, were the 12 steps you took to recover the same steps your mother fell down when she overdosed on prescription meds?
A prescription meds. Oh, wow.
My mom loved me and passed. Your dad passed on loving you, Scott. Scott's dad was such a bad alcoholic that he actually never started drinking. If only Scott's dad was a comic.
I can hear boss laughing.
Evan started lifting weights after his mother and brother passed away. Yeah, his fucking brother's dead too. Yeah, and the only thing stronger than him is the smell of their corpses. Anyway. Well, they smell, they were Ben Roddick. I'm just wondering.
They were cremated, they don't smell.
I'm just you try to snort them, you fucking addict?
Did you snort them, you fucking addict?
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
What a volley.
That was great.
I'm just wondering, when you're at the gym and you do deadlifts, do you call them omelets?
Best can't stop moving.
Yeah, I know. There's so much energy on the face.
Thanks, everybody. What's up? Further stretch, the idea that your career would really take off, or your cousin's neck after he hung himself?
That's the joke. That's a joke that I wanted to pick you so bad, and I thought he said it.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's why I picked him.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Oh, Gomez,
did you lose?
No,
you won.
I won.
You
won because of the last joke. Right? Because we got to do another.
But you're lucky that I. Here's how fucked up it is. I thought he said it because I got fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked him. But you said it. But if I didn't pick him,
you would
and
have
then said,
me, and it wouldn't have gone to a tiebreaker, and I wouldn't have done the song. Yeah.
Boom. So you can thank
crazy.
Me.
It's all you, man.
For
it's
being an
you.
Idiot.
Yeah. Thanks for being stupid.
Easy with the when I say I'm an idiot.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a good point.
It is kind of tied up right now. It's kind of neck and neck.
Yeah.
The banter back and
no
forth.
No pun intended.
Dude, his banter was so great. I mean, when he said, dude, you snort your...
Yeah, that was quick.
Your family's ashes, that was amazing.
The reason why this fucking stupid thing is going up and down... It's because we don't know how to zoom in on this shot. So I literally just zoom in. She went, I don't know.
Just being honest, man.
Deepo really doesn't teach you everything. So
I have YouTube at home. I could watch it.
Yeah. Where is this anyways? On the stand?
It's on the stand's YouTube page.
Go to the stand's YouTube page, and you can watch this clip in its entirety. Hilarious.
28 minutes
Thank
in.
Thank you.
28 minutes Jesus. In. Here we go.
They're on their feet.
That's cool.
Scott squirming.
Scott's like, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the dead family's funnier, guys? Well, I'm goddamn damn this dead parent shit, baby. You want to hang a man? Let's do it. Let's go softer, because I didn't write that much about your dead family. So let's lay off, all right? We're getting old. This is actually a specific thing about Evan that's true. Evan is so short that doctors thought that he was his brother's life expectancy.
His brother's dead.
What kind of shitty doctor thought you were your brother's... No wonder your whole family's dead. Okay.
Jesus.
My brother is dead.
Scrambling. You look confident.
Stop right there. That's... That's where I thought he got you a little bit. Like, he started getting to you because you were pausing.
I wanted to wait for the crowd to be... I wanted to give him all the laughs.
Yeah, you're a fucking serial killer. I love it.
Yeah.
It's either you were feeling emotion or you were just dead inside. No, that's the look you had.
Yeah. I was out for blood.
Then he calls it his house.
It was just a lead-in.
Okay.
Scott's closer, all right, very funny guy. Scott's closer is about the Muppets and 9/11.
It's a genuinely good joke.
It's a pretty good joke. And like the Muppets, the guy that made you was dead. And unlike 9/11, you'll never make an impact on this city.
That was a good one.
Jesus.
Fucking.
The hook at the end.
Nice 9/11 joke.
Yeah. 99. I was worried about that, man.
Jesus. Just hold it off.
Two-parters or anything.
Yeah. I love the two
parts. Insulting the structure, yeah.
Game, but all right, yeah, you're cooler in this tournament, bro. Yeah, really cool in this tournament. Anyway.
Evan told me, like, you know, so Evan does these battles, right? He'll do like an impression of every person he does. He's like, he wants to be an actor and stuff. He wants to be an actor, told me confidence, but so far, sadly, the only recurring role he's played is Paul Bearer and a family member's
That's a good one.
I mean, they're all so good, but that was fun.
Damn, that was a battle. And the crowd's great, too. And the crowd's good. So much better.
Fast forward to when they're doing... You fast forward over our critiques.
Yeah.
Also, I love that you guys were putting each other over. You know what I mean?
Like,
you wanted him to do as good as he could, and he did the same thing. There was
I'm not going to name names, but yeah, there's a couple people in the tournament who, like, you know, they're autistic or whatever, and they just don't even blink at the other person. Like, you got to laugh. You got to, like, make it a fun thing. Right. And
that's why,
like,
I liked it. That's what I was talking about. Like, the in-between stuff is what Christy Cello.
Right.
Has the in-between stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
The in-between stuff makes it fun for everybody.
Right.
That's, I think, the essence of the original Dean Martin roast, where there was in-between. There was a means of, but the in-between stuff is what fun. Once a name would fucking hit somebody or, you know, it just made it, for me,
Milton
more
Roll
enjoyable. And I think she does it when they're just standing there reading like a serial killer.
Yeah.
And they don't even acknowledge a good one.
Right. Yeah. It's almost disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. It's like you're fucking missing an opportunity. I mean, Christy Cello, the other guy, I think was a little funnier. But she was, her performance was better. And I think that's why you like watching her.
Did she win?
She won.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was very close, dude.
That guy, other guy, very probably should have won if he had a little in between.
A little more personality.
What was the joke?
Yeah,
the mask joke. Do you remember that?
That was so good.
What was it?
It was Christy's such a devout Catholic that she goes to mass every Sunday
and gains it.
And she
every
adds
Monday,
it, yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Who was the comic?
It was Joel.
Wachowski. He's got some good ones.
He was funny.
Yeah,
and he looked fucking like a shadrool. He should have dressed a little. No, I'm kidding. No.
Ready to go?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. Evan's brother and mother both choked to death. One from a disease and one from an overdose. Following tradition, Evan choked this year in Montreal.
I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the best.
Go ahead and bring it home, Scott. It's going to get a little weird now. I hope you're on board with this, okay?
Oh, you're Scott.
How nervous are you right now?
Scott, let's talk about the dead family, all right? You lost your wife, super nervous,
because a song could bomb so hard.
Your cousin and your dad. And I lost my mom, my brother, and my aunt. So together, we're like one big, horrible fucking family. You know what I mean? I smell a sitcom. There's a story of a dead cop's widow whose husband beat on their very lovely kids. All of them had shitty jobs, like a stripper. That's a sister. The middle one kills pigs. There's a story of Evan's father who had lost a couple members of his house.
I can hang the
but
nose.
Unlike
button.
Scott's dad, he had loved them. They did not beat his spouse.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Just the shot, guys. Wait, there's more.
Till the one day. So she decided that he would raise them all. The Williams bunch. Come on, everybody. The Williams bunch.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. There you go. Scott's furious. He's like, what is this
I
shit?
Know. He's like, I'm fucked now. Yeah. There's nothing
but
do.
Literally, Big J went... You say like you almost didn't do that.
Right.
Like, that was the
you
one.
You just had it in the pocket.
It's fucking crazy,
wow. Dude. To unite a crowd in song at a roast battle—that's
man. Yeah. I was so happy they joined in. That would have been so bad if I was like, "Come on, everybody!" and then just sang it alone. Yeah, that would have been horrible.
But the pacing of it was perfect too, because Lewis comes up and then you wait and you fucking you hit that.
Yeah,
it was the timing of it was fucking.
Yeah.
Wow.
People told me, they're like, I don't know if you should do that. And then, like, Eli Sayers was like, you have to do it. And he's a very funny.
He's a great roaster.
Yeah, super good. It's crazy he lost in the first round.
Yeah.
Those two people shouldn't have gone against each other, him and Patrick Schroeder. But, yeah, he was like, you got to do it. He was like, and he's like, I think it's funny if you when you keep going. Like, because people don't think you're going to keep going. It's going to be ridiculous that you're still going. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, and that just
funny,
worked out.
Funny. I mean... We were hysterically laughing the whole time.
Because
we were saying shit to everybody the whole... We were trashing, you know. We didn't really talk at all. It was so funny. We were just laughing.
Yeah, wow. That means so much. Thank you. My favorite part is that he stood up. He started blessing us with holy water.
I was
shitting on each other.
It was such a fucking ridiculous thing. I mean, and the fact that they're really dead. They're all dead.
They're all dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll never see this.
No. Unfortunately not.
Oh, fucking egg. Bravo, motherfucker.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I mean, that's what a roast battle.
That was awesome.
And I felt bad for the next people that had to come
up. Oh, God.
It was Cats, right? No, who was it?
It was Patrick Schroeder and Zach Amico.
Okay, and you know what?
They pulled out of it, though, dude.
They did.
It was tough at
the
first
couple, yeah.
And they addressed it, and, like, Patrick was like, thanks, Evan, like, after one didn't go too well. And then they crawled out, and they killed by the end, dude.
They did. Yeah. Because they did something a little... They did it different.
Yeah.
Zach is funny, man. Zach
He's a good
really...
Yeah. He had my favorite joke of last week, which was... He was up against a girl with an eating disorder, and he goes, no wonder you fuck so many black guys. Black guys love ribs.
That one was so great. I love it.
Yeah, he was really fucking great, man.
Yeah, that was great.
And Louis Katz was fun, too, at the end.
Louis Katz did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
they had a bonus round.
They had a bonus. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the tournament.
Who'd he go with?
Kind of like a chaser. Him and Noah Gardner-Schwartz.
Ooh, the Jews.
Louis won.
It was very Jewy.
Wow.
Yes.
It was very, even Voss was like, it's Jewy.
That's perfect. Yeah.
I had a lot of fun, man. And it was fast. It wasn't too long. Sometimes that shit can drag on.
That
was actually really fun. Everybody was good, but that one.
That was
the best. It's the best thing I've ever seen. I wish
awesome.
It, and the fact that it wasn't on television.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you would have been famous after that.
Yeah.
Now you just got to go back to your spots.
Yeah. Open mics and stuff. Probably not open mics.
Where are you from, man?
North Carolina originally, man.
No shit. And what nationality are you? German?
I mean, German, Irish, and Welsh.
Yeah.
Just white.
Yeah.
Just all the white stuff.
And you're a little dude, but you got picked on a lot?
Yeah, I was just, I mean, I'm like 5'7" now. I was I was so short and tiny. And so I, you know, my grandpa taught me push-ups, and I just kept doing them.
Really?
And, you know.
Did you do push-ups on his stomach while he was naked?
No.
What kind of push-ups?
We weren't Catholic. And then I had a drug problem, and I went to rehab, and I got out, and I started comedy. Yeah.
What kind of drugs were you on?
Caught a lot of cocaine. Yeah.
No shit.
Tons and tons and tons and tons.
How long?
And
I was in rehab too.
Cocaine. Really?
Back in the day. I went for a year and 2 months. No, just all boys.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, it was like an extended recovery.
Well, I could have went to one for 6 months, co-ed, you know, but I talked to the guy, and I was a big pussy hound at the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, if you go there, you're going to be trying to get your dick sucked by other drug addicts.
Yeah.
And alcoholics. If you, if you really want to get sober, you should go to this one.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's all dudes, and it's for a year.
That
it's supposed to be a year. So
really
I
really smart of that person.
So yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Now he's gay.
A lot of hooking up.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have a son with a woman. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, it was good. How long were you in rehab for?
Just 28 days. And, there were relapses after that and stuff. And then just, I went in the program. And
oh, good for you. Steps and stuff. How long have you been around?
8 years on the 31st. Fuck up till then, yeah.
Well, you're in the right business.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
No,
first things first.
Yeah.
Only works if you work. Yeah.
There's no gray areas.
Take the cotton out of your ears, put it in your mouth.
Yeah. That's good, man. How old are you?
I'm 27.
27.
Yeah.
And you've been in New York for how long?
About 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
And now this roast. Now is this a? I don't want to sound an asshole, but is this like a fluke that you did this great, do you always kick ass?
He always
at this?
Kills it. Yeah, always I've seen kills him
before. I'm undefeated. But
Mark,
it's...
hang on, I'm asking.
Sorry. I didn't know if you wanted to brag.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag. No.
I was trying to joke.
You got to get better. I'm kidding.
Okay. Norman says I'm
is
funny.
He,
that's
is
good.
Is he just fucking kill it all the time?
Kills it every time. I've only seen you 3 times, maybe, but
the one with
each
Christy.
One was a
I saw
killer.
The, yeah, the Christy one was really good.
Ah, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Why'd you smash Christy Cello? You smashed her?
Yeah, I mean, she was great, though. Like you said, like the in between stuff with her, like she's so. Talk about like wrestling terms. Like she sells it. She puts you over.
Yeah.
You know? She's
yeah.
just like, she buckles and like just like
it,
stumbles
yeah.
around stage if something's funny. You know,
she has two
it
things
makes
that
everything
I,
look
like
good.
Her signature things that I love. She'll go, I'm so scared. Like in the middle,
which always
kills. And then she'll say, like, if she does a big
you
joke that kills,
this.
She'll go, can we end it now?
Yeah.
Like, you can do this, Christy.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. So good.
You know what I mean? I just got hard.
You really are an actor.
Yeah. To do your Pablo. This guy doesn't play Pablo Francisco.
Yeah. Well, it's just the movie voice.
One man, one desire.
That guy, you know, but I can't do that on stage.
No. Of course you can't. We'll call you a hack.
Yeah.
The crowd would love it, though.
Yeah,
Comedy
Central
would come up to your fucking house with a Frank truck and drop off fucking $10 million. Hey.
He's doing his reel right
what
now.
Is, who the fuck got this coffee almost made me throw up?
Yeah, it's bad.
This coffee jacked me up.
What is it?
It's 7-Eleven iced coffee.
Why would you get me 7-Eleven iced coffee?
The place in the corner closed, and I was
wait a minute,
pressed for
fucking
time.
The coffee bean.
They're closed for renovations.
The coffee bean.
It's not closed down.
You got a thing going. What are you? You're derailing this with a coffee.
Because the back of my tongue tastes like fucking.
Try the new stuff.
That's from that rehab.
Can I give me a new? Give me a new thing. Listen, I got the. Hey, Mark. I got the show.
All right. Sorry.
I know what the listeners want. Okay. All right. Sidetracking is fun.
Okay.
Some guy might have had to change something. Maybe do something in the car.
Yeah.
We gave him a little shot to have a little break. Now we're back.
All right.
Thanks,
Scoop. Sponsor.
Yeah. Give it up for fucking Ill-E.
Ill-E.
Scopo said it. One L. I'm gonna try this right now. So, it's.
Cake is amazing.
I mean, this impression shit you do is this.
Yeah.
Why do you do it if you're not gonna use it in your act?
I started as an impressionist guy. And
what do you mean impressionist guy? What did you
like
do? What was your first impression?
You hack stuff. I was doing movie voice. I was doing movie voice.
Okay, fuck hack. Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you this.
I was 19 years old, you know?
I'll be honest with you. You know what I love? Magic and impressions.
Yeah.
Okay? If someone can do an impression good, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Do I want to follow you? No. I will fire you and get you the fuck out until you take your guitar and your impressions and beat it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
If I was just sitting at a club and saw you, I'd be like, oh, this is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
So your first one was a movie guy. All right, do a movie guy for YKWD. Do one for YKWD.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, really on the spot here.
One man, one cake. Now no cake, one man. It's his birthday, and he has Stavros, who's not naked. Everybody tune in. Do you know what, dude?
So that would be like a, you know, that would be like a little...
Sound like movie guy.
Right.
If he had a cold.
Yeah. He smoked a lot of cigarettes.
What was your other one?
Well, I did like a Cat Williams.
Do it.
Oh,
do it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I used to had this bit on stage. I don't do it anymore, but I had this bit where I was like, here's my impression of Cat Williams at Burger King. And I'm just like, can I get a Whopper? And I'm like, I'm really bad at impressions. I'm sorry. You know what? Here's another impression. Here's an impression of my dad. Just trust me. It sounds just like him. Disciplining me as a child for not doing my chores. And I'm like, never in the history of Follettim have I seen something so goddamn ignorant. If I was to just sprinkle some marijuana in front of your face, I guarantee you the trash will be done in 30 seconds. Live your goddamn life and do that. I just do like a...
Oh, my God.
That was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm not going to applaud because that's hack. But that was fucking
that was
great.
Oh, yeah.
What else you got? I love it. Why wouldn't somebody like... I mean, look, I get it that people want you to tell jokes at a punch tag and blah, blah, blah. But that is fucking great, dude.
That's,
that's really good. What else you got in the can?
I don't have any other, like, jokes written for stuff.
No, just doing the... I just want to hear voice. I love it. I really do like it, like magic.
Yeah,
I love a nice sleight of hand.
A
nice fucking Cat Williams. What else you got?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Jason Statham's really easy to do. He just kind of whispers real low. And you kind of sound like you're intimidating a little, perhaps like a little mouse.
You know? Just like a Jason Statham.
Will you pick up Lauren as Jason Statham and Cat Williams?
Wait, what's that?
Cat Williams, Jason Statham fighting over Lauren.
Yes.
Over her huge pussy.
Okay. No, you don't understand, Pablo, all right? I don't care how many little voices you can do. You have no idea what I can do with my tongue to that fucking twat. All right?
Look at his giddy.
Opening this summer, Lauren's pussy.
There you go.
Throw some cat in there.
Throw some cat in. Do cat.
She ain't never seen a dick like mine before. I swear to God, I'm going to open it up.
Oh, man. Doesn't it feel like we're all high and you're like the funny little brother?
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
Well.
It's fun. It's free entertainment.
I love it. I fucking
Maybe I'll bring it back into the act. I don't know. If I can do it in a tasteful way, I'll do it. You know? Yeah.
Well, look, dude. I think a guy who goes up and does impressions and first of all isn't good. Stinks.
Oh.
And number two, who's the Rich Little?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was all up his ass how good he was. I don't think he's that good.
Now he had a couple. He had a good Carson, and that was it.
I don't even know. Anybody could fucking do Carson, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Carson's like, singing Journey. Everybody thinks they can do it.
Right.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. It's delight and people.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, great.
Almost everyone.
So, fucking Norman. I think he stunk. Do you got him?
Yeah.
All right, here's his impressions.
I think he stunk.
Look at this, 2 million hits.
Ah, that's what happens. I don't even know this guy.
Oh, he was the impression guy.
Oh, boy, here we go. Ready?
Such a has-been.
Rich Little.
Regis, who is Dean Martin? I've been doing impressions for a long, long, long time. And I think the key to staying on top is to keep your act fresh, to come up with new people all the time. People like Dr. Phil.
I know that you know. If you knew that I knew that, then we both would know.
The fuck are people laughing?
I don't get it.
Boo.
I want to fucking smash something.
Yeah, right.
I really want to fucking punch middle America right in the face for yapping at that.
Right.
If I knew that you knew.
I just did it. Watch. I just did it. If I knew that you knew
that's
and I
it.
Knew
that
we both know what we knew when we know it. We got back after these commercial messages.
That was great.
Of course it's good because it stinks.
Yes. Anyone can do it.
Yeah. What else he's got? Oh.
What is he talking about?
It's killing.
It's destroying.
Now, I've done a lot of politicians over the years.
Nixon,
I've
we
done
get
people
it.
Like
Reagan.
Like Bill Clinton, who wrote me a lot of great material. And George W. Bush. I don't know why the American people are picking on me.
Wow. Until he just did George Bush, I didn't realize he was even doing Bill Clinton before that. I thought that was his
well,
voice.
When you do Bill Clinton, you got to kind of bring your voice down.
Exactly.
I wouldn't fuck Hillary with your dick.
Damn.
And then I don't know why people are fucking with me, messing with me here. My dad was president. I'm president. Goddamn, we're going to make this country great again. And vote for... Fuck, I can do all this shit.
Yeah,
get me on the fucking Tonight Show. Her pussy's bigger than fucking Cat Williams' dick. You know that? Put a Cat, you put your dick in there, it's going to go just like any other pecker.
I haven't done anything.
My favorite
politician by far Nixon. Was always Ronald Reagan.
I like it. He's like, I'm very current, up to date.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
my Reagan.
I'm a...
Who the hell are you?
It's okay.
That was all right.
That was all right.
Who the hell are you? I can do it, buddy. I'm right here. What am I? Am I a fucking genius? Right. No. Who the hell are you? Fuck him.
Also, it doesn't bode well that he has to tell us who it is before he does
yeah.
it.
Right.
Just do it. If it's yeah. that good, we'll know.
No, because yeah. you wouldn't know.
I know, that's what
he's
I'm saying.
Doing a southern guy and then right. some guy with a raspy voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Who the hell are you? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fucking phonies. He has never done them good. This
Those are bad.
Fucking young
Those are bad.
This young fucking
whippersnapper.
Male female face. This angel.
This German god.
This
5'7"
Hitler youth.
Yeah. Yeah. Aryan dream.
what the world should have been. Oh, God. Fuck it. I don't want to hear anymore. I mean, he's just... I just never got him.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
sitting there going, "Why? This guy is the impressionist. This is the guy that comes out, and this is the guy that all you
yeah.
guys who do impressions are supposed to look up to. Who's the guy who does impressions that is your man?
The guy was Pablo.
Pablo.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched Pablo, and I was like, oh, I can do a lot of those. I should do comedy. That was like the first, yeah, I was like 11, and I was like, I should do it. That sucks, and that's how easy that thought was,
right.
You know what I mean? It should be harder. You should know that it's harder than
Look
just
it,
doing that. But
you're yeah. a fucking cat. Would you do any of the black comics? Do you anybody else? Who else do you do?
Maybe. I just might not be as good as Cat Williams.
All right, go ahead.
Y'all don't understand. You know, like,
Bernie.
I'm scared of you, motherfucker.
Yeah, you didn't even have to tell us.
So they don't hate like
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie.
Yeah. Bernie. Sanders. Take a taxi down. Everybody get Medicaid. come on, dump on it. I'm scared of you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I live in Vermont where none of me lives.
I'm blessed.
You just do, why don't you do impressions?
Who me?
That's
yeah.
what we're learning
yeah,
today.
Just do them.
You can do impressions.
New tour.
Artie Lang. Just show me.
Hey,
Howard, you fucking guy. I gotta go back to Jersey to do my podcast with Chris Cotton at fucking 2 o'clock. I wish he did heroin instead of eating all my food. I gotta have
yeah.
a baked CD every time he shows up. The fucking he's black, right? He's black.
Holy shit, that's
he's,
good, man.
Guy's pumpernickel.
Take off your glasses. Do a Bobby.
Just sit there. Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, dude, that's pretty great. I mean, look, I don't think there's any fucking, there's no place in this business anymore for impressions. Stand-up has become, I'll tell you why, stand-up
SNL.
Is so oversaturated.
Right.
SNL, yeah, if you can get on SNL, absolutely. You need them to get in the door and kind of do something that's relevant at the time, but, I mean, you know, I mean, if you're not doing a thing, I mean, what are you going to go in with? Cat Williams?
No.
You can't. You know what you mean?
Just do it in blackface.
Yeah,
you imagine like the Salon.com articles are written if they had a sketch with a white guy doing Cat Williams.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They wouldn't do that. Yeah.
Frank Caliendo still does well with the sports guys. That's how he
yeah.
Yeah, but where is Frank?
Yeah, he's on commercials and shit.
He's probably rich somewhere.
I think he shows up on ESPN.
I know, but yeah. I mean, yeah, Frank is definitely rich. He's got money. I mean, he's a funny motherfucker, and he does great. But I mean, him and who else? Pablo, I guess. But who does Pablo do?
I mean, well, there's
Pablo
Jay
does
Farrow.
Movie guy.
Yeah, Jay Farrow.
Who's that?
Farrow,
the guy from SNL, the black guy from SNL. He does like so many.
He's real good. But again, what do you do? You're using him as funny clips on, you know, Hollywood Tonight, just as a segue into something else you're doing. You're not like, it's almost like a trick.
Right.
It's almost like magic. Like an actor that knows magic tricks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I heard you did a little magic. What's this behind your ear?
Exactly.
Oh, a nickel.
Yeah. Does it get chicks? Like, could you get girls with impressions?
No.
I mean, I have a wife, so it wouldn't even matter.
Are you married?
I'm married.
How long have you been married?
For 6 years.
Oh, really?
November, yeah.
She's recovering too?
No, she's a normal person.
I got one too.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it infuriating?
A little bit.
I can just have a bite of a cake and push it away.
I can have a sip of wine.
Sip of wine.
Or waste wine.
Smoke a joint every 3 years.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
You regret everything you've done?
What does she do? You mind?
No, that's fine. She's an interpreter. She's from Mexico originally, so she's.
You married a Mexican?
I married a Mexican.
So you voting for Trump?
No. Very far from it. She's from Mexico. She's a Spanish interpreter at hospitals and stuff. Yeah.
Now is she look wise? Does she look Mexican or does she look American Mexican?
She looks totally Mexican.
Yeah.
In fact, some people think that she's like Filipino, so she has kind of an Asian look to her. She's got like kind
it's
of
a
round.
Sexy look.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah,
Mexicans don't get enough credit in the Spanish world. Because Puerto Ricans always get
hot.
Well, yeah, they got that Spaniato came over and fucking dipped some of that in there and made him a little taller and a little lighter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're already, they're American.
Gave him a little booty.
Right.
Instead of that back ass.
I fucked a Puerto Rican chick recently. The body is unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Half Puerto Rican, half Jew, so she was only body and quiet.
Shit.
It was amazing.
Wow, oh, that's great. Yeah.
She wasn't heckling you as you
No.
So you've been married for how long?
6 years, yeah.
So, and you guys live in New York?
New York, yeah. Manhattan, Spanish Harlem. We just moved to Spanish Harlem.
Of course.
Yeah, I know.
You get a deal.
We live in Queens, Upper East Side. Now we're Spanish Harlem.
When you're up there with her, they must be like, what the fuck going on, puppy?
Yeah, so much stuff, dude.
You know Spanish?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Poquito.
So you have another?
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah. Her dad, he says like three things. He's just like, he's good. Like, if you just, if you ask him anything, how anything is going.
You be him, I'm going to be you. Okay, ready?
Hey,
how was the plane ride here?
It's good. It's good.
What do you want for dinner? Chicken? It's cool? Chicken?
No, he's fine. All right. Fine. All right. He's whatever.
Pork? You want pork?
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
What about steak? We'll do some steaks.
He's good. He's
okay.
Good.
He just said it's good. That's awesome.
You want to go to a movie later?
He's fine. All right. Fine. All right. Yeah.
He's has two phrases, man. I love him so much.
How do you like Trump?
He's good.
He's good. No, Antonio. He's not good. He's not good.
All right. We're going to take a break real quick. I'm going to get back to you, and I want to get to you about this big thing. We got a half hour left of the show. Real quick. Hey, attention, Fantasy Football League commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start. With the new leagues feature at DraftKings.com, you can play 1 week private contest with your friends whenever you want. No more breaking up fights over the free agency or smoothing over petty grudges. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day bus or worry about that number one running back has become part of a running back by committee. It's over. Shake things up. Take the reins and start a new league. A league where you can find your friends, get to pick new teams. You and your friends get to pick new teams. That's pretty crazy. DraftKings is just mixing it up. I love it. Always changing it, giving the fans what they want. Okay? So, it's not too late to leave. It's not too late to save the season for you and your friends at DraftKings.com. How great is that? Don't wait. Hurry up. Go to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and play for free with your first deposit. That's Kelly to play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility and restrictions may apply. See website for detail. This is amazing. I mean, you can just change everything up. You take the reins back and start a new league. That's crazy. A league where you guys can just pick a whole new team in the middle of the freaking season. How crazy is that? DraftKings, great sponsor. I want to thank Illy for giving us this free. It's actually pretty good. And right now, I want you guys to go to RobertCarrollLive.com, find out where we're playing, and support the True Story Tour. Me and Stavros are coming. We got a bunch of cities left.
Providence this week.
If you're fucking listening to the show, if you live near Providence, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and you listen to this, get the fuck down there. Next week, we're at Gotham, Friday and Saturday night. So make sure you pack that place out. We're doing four shows only. We're selling the T-shirts. We're doing all this merch. We got all these fucking great posters. We have the Step and Repeat came in.
Oh, nice.
That's around 80 feet big. Oh, it's so big. The Laugh Button is sponsoring this tour. I want to thank the guys over at Laugh Button, Matt, for getting behind us on this. And this is the T-shirt right here. This is the that's the T-shirt right there. And then the back of it is right fucking here. I don't know how to show people. I don't know how to do this. But here's, go right there. There it is right there. That's the tit. And the back is fucking nice.
You'll have to take our word for it.
The back is fucking great. Look at that.
Hey. That's
nice.
Awesome.
That's right. We Easy have all the in. Fucking all the fucking tour dates and all that shit's on there. There you go. What else we got? What else? Oh, become a premium member. I'm telling you right now. I just put up, we have the live show. The Creeps with Kids is up. If you want to become a premium member, here's how you do it. You're supporting the show, number one. Number two, you're getting fucking awesome premium content that only you guys get. Go download the app, Android, iPhone, for free. Sign up, $1.99 a month. You don't even know it comes out of your fucking account. It just happens. It's awesome. You're supporting us. It's for nothing, basically. And what do you get? We got Creeps with Kids. The video's up there. The whole show. You get to watch it.
Great show.
One of the best live shows I've ever been a part of. Hilarious. Yeah. Ron Bennington.
Wow.
Bonnie McFarlane.
Hey.
Jim Florentine. Myself. Mm. Luis Gomez. It was crazy. Yeah. And then Keith Robinson did a set.
Nice.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
Come on. And then I just put up, me and Stavros were down there with Bailey J and her husband. We did an impromptu podcast. That's up there for premium members only. We're going to be doing that stuff on the road. A lot of shit's going up on there. Join right now. Join today. Download the app and become a member of the Premium YKW, dude. Fucking, what else we got?
Just going to stop this really quick, and then I'm going to start back up just so we can...
What?
We just have to go live really quick. I'm just going to stop.
All right, stop. We're stopping right now. We'll be back in 2 seconds. We're back. Okay, sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties. Deepa was out today, and Lauren is taking over, and she's not used to it, but she worked through it. Deepa helped us out. Hopefully, we are back. Who the fuck knows? So anyways, very interesting first hour. This coffee is mind-bogglingly bad.
Yeah. Don't.
I'd rather.
Did you get the pumpkin chiller?
She got me fucking almond. Why would you even get flavored?
Oh, this isn't that bad.
No, put some cake in it.
Why would you get flavored?
That's all they had.
Why wouldn't you not get it?
Because I had
How do you go from fucking... That's like saying, hey, I want a cheese pizza. I get a cheese pizza every fucking week. And then one day they say, we don't have cheese pizza. But we have fucking goat cheese buffalo chicken pizza.
Tall.
Oh, let me try that.
That does sound pretty good.
I'm sorry. It's fall.
Do you have a goat cheese buffalo chicken pizza?
It's fall. I thought you preferred flavored coffee.
Wait, here comes Esty. Yeah.
I don't ever like flavored coffee.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's a large cold brew, one Splenda, a little bit of cream,
buddy. Yep. That's it, right?
You got
there.
The large part.
Yeah. Not even the cream, just black, a little bit of sugar.
No, he's talking about mine.
Oh, yours. Okay.
Hey, yeah, selfish cocksucker.
It's about me.
You're really gonna make it in this business. Speaking of making it in this business,
stick to acting.
Your boss. You're fucking your boss.
Yeah.
How is it working for your boss? How is it waiting to be told where to sit on the jet?
She does do that.
Of course.
She does.
Yeah, I know.
Right here.
Yeah. I was on the tour with Dane. I get it.
That's the name of the tour. Yeah. Sit here.
Yeah, we should start a tour called the Second Fiddle Tour. He's not a fiddle. He's not even in the band.
Yeah, he's more of a cello.
What's up? So you're in Tampa.
Yeah, we've been on this arena tour. We did Atlanta. We did L.A., Arizona. And then we did Tampa the last night of the tour.
Now, you guys have a ton of people on. Like, when I did it with Dane, it was me and him and Al Del Bendy. That's it. There was literally four of us on a fucking 18-seat G5.
Yeah.
She carries a lot of people with her. She has she's got a ton of motherfuckers with her. Who are all these people?
She has a 3-band jazz group. It's her brother and his two friends.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So they go on first, which I love, because there are people filing in, so they kill all that time.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then me, and then her, and then she's got like a makeup chick, a wardrobe chick, and a manager type, like a road manager. So there's a lot
of
people.
Is that her sister, right?
No.
Her sister doesn't do it anymore?
No, I think something, I don't know, she's like doing her own thing now.
Doing her, she's...
Like she's working.
She has a job.
She has a job.
Oh, really?
She's starting comedy?
No.
It wasn't like a breakup. Was it a breakup?
No. I think she just got a gig.
They're good?
She can't get out.
Everything's good?
I think they're good, yeah.
You think they're good?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything, so I assume
I think
good.
You did. I think you're trying to get out of there.
Trying not to ruin his job.
I think you're dying to talk. Like I was when I was on my tour.
Well, they're doing the roast battle next week.
So
it's a lot of us, and we've just been jumping around, and she's so generous. She's so extravagant. Like, it's jet with sushi, and then you get to a Ritz, and then you stay there for a couple hours, and you go in a limo to the gig. It's insane.
Right, yeah. We did the same thing. We did the Ritz in the Four Seasons.
Yes.
Which I hate. I'd rather stay in a cool boutique hotel that has its contemporary new shit. I don't want to stay somewhere where fucking some old white couple likes. You know, like some fucking antique furniture and, you know, some brass bedding shit for my shoe. Go fuck yourself. I don't want a shoehorn in my fucking room.
It's a little square in there at the bar, too. You go down there, there's a guy with a fiddle and shit.
I like these new boutique hotels that are sexy as shit. They got great rooms, and the restaurant's fucking awesome. But, who am I? I'm staying at a fucking Holiday Inn Express because it's better than Holiday Inn. Me and him stayed at a Holiday Inn on the road. It was so bad.
Yeah,
I mean, I got photos of it. It's terrible. If you clean the reason why they don't clean the wall in the bathroom, the paint will come off.
Oh, man. Damn.
Swear to God. Yeah. It was fucking terrible.
Wow.
I called up everybody. I was like, are you fucking trying to murder me?
Yeah.
Like, there was mold in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Jesus. The ceiling was falling.
Couldn't shut the door. Building. Couldn't shut outside. Outside the building, chunks of cement were missing.
What?
Like, somebody got hurt. Like, somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Chunk.
Yeah.
It looked like the building was in, like, the apocalypse.
Right, a superhero movie. Like, Batman threw Superman through it.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Mike did one. We did some stuff in L.A. and San Diego, and we stayed in this hotel in L.A., and it was like a hostel. Like, the bathroom is not in your room. It's like the whole floor shares a bathroom.
Oh, that's
funny. Buddy, insane. I'm me. You understand?
Yeah.
I shouldn't. You... Okay. Listen.
True. I deserve
it. You do impressions.
It. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I don't.
Offstage.
Oh, yeah. I stayed in a hostel. What kind of hostel was it? So you're on the road. You're in Tampa.
We're in Tampa.
Now you go up first.
Yeah.
Right?
I do 20.
And then who goes up after you? Rachel?
No, it was just me. Rachel's sometimes there, not always there.
Right. Okay. Now when she's there, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you go up first and then Rachel?
Rachel, then me.
Rachel, then you, because she doesn't want to fucking have to follow you.
I think it's two... I don't think she wants two women in a row.
Two women in a row.
Rachel, me, her.
Great, okay.
So
that's fucking racist.
I know, right?
That is
sexist.
Yeah.
Sexist.
That is very sexist. And women should follow women should follow women.
Like, what it is problematic. That's
I follow a fat guy on my tour.
That's right.
That looks just like me.
True, true. Do you have a bit about that, by the way, when you go out?
As soon as I walk out, I go, give it up for my son. And there's a slight pause of, oh, my God.
Right.
And then they laugh. Every time there's like a, I get it.
Oh, my God.
Seven people have asked me on the tour if I'm actually his son.
Uh-huh.
And two people came up to me like I was Bobby.
Like, oh, right. Damn. Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, your opener's horrible.
You should be at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. You gotta get rid of that guy, man.
So you're on this tour. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Everything's great.
Of course, she's awesome.
Appreciative, yeah. And
yeah, of course, you got to say all this stuff because you want to keep doing it.
And
then you'll write a book in around 5 years.
I was in her book.
Yeah. She'll be in yours.
We do Atlanta, and Atlanta was like killer. She like murdered, and she was in the zone and brought people on stage, did a whole thing, and like made fun of Trump.
Does she have like a projector doing?
Yeah.
What is that?
She does a whole thing with, I don't want to give away her act because, you know, she's going to shoot something with it, but, like, she does a whole thing with, like, pictures of hot women, then her, and, like, the show did, like, in a bikini.
So it's like, okay.
Not that she's not, you know, like models, like supermodels.
So like a one-man show, like a one-woman show.
It's just like a two-minute thing at the end.
Okay.
And so then she's doing all this Trump stuff in Atlanta, killing! And then so the next night she's like, fuck, I'll do it in Tampa. And that was, that's when it got ugly.
Is it all new stuff?
It's all newish, yeah.
Did she just write it on the plane, or?
Yeah, she's kind of writing it as the campaign goes along, like as the election gets closer, you know?
So did anybody fill her in that fucking Tampa is where all the fucking lunatics go from the east to come down to be free and have a gun? And
no.
No?
We didn't think it was too busy eating that sushi.
The tires on the truck next to her at the... Going to the hotel didn't trigger her off. The fucking Dixie flag. How many Dixie American flags on the back of trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing, huh?
Rebel flag?
Dude, yeah.
I thought you were just, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it's real. That's a real thing.
It's real. Down. Everybody has a gun down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Open carry.
Nobody's fucking
guns.
Around.
Yeah. I had guns when I was.
Of course you
just,
did.
It's just in North Carolina. Sea of Kumias, you know?
So she goes up on stage, and what happens?
So she's killing, you know, all the relationship stuff, the sex stuff, murdering, and then she's like, oh, we're going to talk about Trump for a minute. Booing. And then she's like, fuck Trump, truck sucks, Hillary, blah, 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 joke. And then she brings up a Trump guy, like a supporter, and they have a thing on stage, like a little debate. And then the guy eventually goes, ah, fuck, I'm just voting for him because I hate Hillary. And she's like, get the hell out of here. And so people just filing out, and I was up in the concession area talking to a dame, and I just see all these people angry, furious, rich white people walking past me like, can you believe this shit? I can't. People were shaking. They went to the booth, the guest service booth, got their money back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
It was crazy.
How long
like,
to-
I'm going to buy that shirt because I'm going to burn it. She was my hero. Fuck her. She, what the fuck is she doing? Stick to jokes, you piece of shit. I mean, people were going nuts.
How long into her set?
I mean, the set's probably an hour 10. She probably went in at 40 minutes in.
Oh, wow.
So she was murdered.
Did she recover from it?
She did, because all the people who left, the people who stayed, loved her.
How many people left?
200, 250.
How many people there?
8,000.
So
that's
wow.
That's pretty good news for the election. Yeah, as if that's like...
That's true.
Yeah.
But these people,
that's a poll of who supports it.
It shows how clueless they are.
Not
it's
really.
Like, who
probably around 5,000 vote for Trump. They're just... People pleasers.
Right. And probably Trump supporters aren't going.
They're probably
Amy.
Nickel chasers. Like, I'm not leaving. I paid fucking
I would do.
I'll let the bitch finish.
Yeah, right. A lot of them probably like, I'm still going to charge fucker afterwards.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if they're like that.
Nah. Nobody agreed with
that
it.
That was the weirdest thing. Like, were they waiting out in the back?
Yeah, she's on a jet with sushi. They can't get to her.
Yeah. They really can't.
Yeah, they're going to be waiting by the bus or the limo. Hey, I'm here. We're going to try to fuck you.
Yeah.
I think they're called rape. I don't know.
Right. I think they're rapists, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah, it was wild.
So they're fucking pissed off.
I can't even describe. It was like the 50s. Like, these jigaboos are playing rock and roll. You know, that's what it felt like. You know?
You don't think I'm fucking isolating that and putting it in front of my show? Hey, you might change lives. You never know. These jigaboos are playing rock and roll. Welcome. You know what, dude?
They're vibe. You know, like, they're dancing in there. You know? Like Old South. Kind
of. What did you do? Were you trying to calm them down?
I was walking by going, and they were going, you were good. And I was like, thank you. Nah. Yeah, it was a lot
you
of
were
that.
Making a little tea? Trumpy? Yeah. Yeah. Who are you voting for?
I don't vote. I never have. I've never voted. Not registered.
If you had to pick somebody today.
I like that Gary Johnson.
No. Hillary or Trump?
I guess I go Hillary.
You better. If you want to keep fucking riding that suit.
Yeah. Trump's just embarrassing to me. He's a joke. I mean, he's hilarious, but he's silly.
Right. Very funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a roast battle.
Well, they were talking about him on Howard the other day, and it's like he said something pretty interesting. I don't think he... knew he was going to get this far.
Right.
I think, like, Howard did it. Howard ran for governor a long time ago, and he backed out because he started winning.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was fucking winning. And he was like, look, I'm just changing three things, and I'm the fuck out. And he wanted to make construction on the roads at night, which he did, by the way. They actually did. But, yeah, he started winning. So he's like, now they're going to start and he was trying to not win.
Yeah.
He was saying outrageous things. He's just murder people. I mean, he was saying outrageous shit.
Yeah.
And he started winning. He's like, I'm out because now they're going to start looking into me.
Right.
And they're going to find some awful shit. The porn I look at. You know, it's just done. Yeah. So he's like, I'm out. See you. And he backed the fuck out.
Wow.
And Trump is such a crazy person that he probably didn't think he was going to get this far. And then he did. And then he got addicted to that fame.
Of course.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how many comics do we know that don't have fucking 15 minutes of good material that become famous and then go and do a bunch of shit they shouldn't do because they're addicted to they believe the people around them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nobody's, I mean, all the other comedians are like, you stink.
Yeah.
But they're like, I don't know, I'm good. My manager, my agent, my fans.
My money.
Yeah, but they're all going to fucking leave you someday.
Right.
And you're going to be fucked.
Yep.
How many times has that happened?
Almost every time.
Yeah. That's the most common thing, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, but when they're in it, they're believing it.
Yeah.
I think you got addicted to this.
Yeah.
I'm winning. And especially in the debates.
Right.
He was just fucking annihilating these idiots.
Trashing them,
because they didn't know what to do because they're such phony politicians.
Yeah.
They know how to just be a politician. They don't know how to be real.
They were all waiting for him to get out of the election. No one attacked him early because they're like, oh, he's a joke. He'll do well for a couple weeks and then he's gone.
They fucked up.
And then he just, like, there was literally memos from his campaign that leaked that they were like, all right, let's just try and get second place. Let's stay in this for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then that was literally the plan, was to be second place in a lot of these elections to up his profile. And now he could be president. I mean, he's probably not going to be, but it's crazy how far he got.
Crazy. We say probably not every step of the way.
Though. Right.
You know
what
we do.
It's like
Reagan was 20, I think 20% behind at this point, too. Reagan, the second debate was shit, too. Reagan was not supposed to be president. He was so far behind.
Wait, what year?
President Reagan. Well, the first year he ran.
84,
I think. Didn't he?
Nope. He was not supposed to be president.
Hmm.
Wow. Guessing.
Yeah.
Carter, right? He beat Carter.
They were like, it's not going to happen. He's just a joke.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
He was an actor. He was making jokes. He actually had some good luck. But he was so far behind, and then he came back and won, and he was our fucking president. But
It's
not that crazy to see Trump coming back, having a fucking landslide, having a rally.
Well, I don't know, man.
I know, but they've been saying that.
The Iran.
You know how many times I heard somebody go, he's not... This is what I've heard three times during this whole election.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He's, believe me, look at me.
Right, you're right.
He's
you're right.
not. You've said it to me.
I know. I thought he was done. I thought
you've
Marco
said it to
Rubio
me twice.
Was going to win.
Yeah, he's not going to be the candidate, dude. There's no way he's going to be the candidate.
Well, I just think it's 3 weeks from the election, and he's been getting hit with scandal after scandal after scandal. Women are just not voting for him. It's just, I mean, you never know, though, honestly, if the polling is correct, but all the polling looks like it's either a landslide for Hillary or she's going to win. I don't know. And also, I think Reagan had the Iran hostage crisis helped him, I think. I don't know. There was some weird shit going on there. But
whatever it was, man, you don't know what's going to happen. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
1 week he's winning. Next week he's grabbing pussies. Billy Bush is done.
Hillary's Bush. There's more shit, too, coming
out. Poor collateral damage.
So,
yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I hope. Look, the closer we get, I'm just like, what the fuck?
I just can't wait for Dan.
Yeah.
Huh?
I can't wait for Dan. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah. But SNL's good again.
That's true.
That's one thing I'm happy about.
SNL was funny. That was funny.
The only time SNL's funny is when the Republican Party has a fucking lunatic on their hands.
This is
the only time
SNL
is just on fucking fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the rest of the show.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Yeah, remember, that was killer.
I don't know why they're not bringing her back on SNL somehow with Trump.
And then you got Bernie with Larry David. It was all great.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was great.
And now, so 200 people walk out of this place. What is she? Is she fucked up after? No.
Not at all. I couldn't believe it. She kind of dug it. She was like, hey, it's a cool time to be alive. We're in the van back to going to the jet. And she was like, that was crazy, huh? And then we just drank scotch and played poker on the jet, and it was all forgotten.
I think there's a point when you can look at your balance on your ATM at an ATM and go, I don't give a fuck. You can I don't give a shit.
In your private jet, just checking your bank account.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And I know that's sad to say. Artistically, you want to just say it now, but there's, you know, there's a point when 200 people walk out of a room and get their money back.
Yeah.
If 200 people walked out of my room, the room would be empty.
Right.
You know, you know what I'm saying?
The bartenders would be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like I would be really affected.
Yeah. But she hates Trump, and she's all about Hillary. Yeah. And now look how cool it looks. All these write ups.
Absolutely.
So people are like, she's a fucking hero.
Anything
it looks awesome for her. Totally worth
anything
it.
Amy does, I think. even when it's a fuck up, turns into good for her.
Right.
I think number one, too, she truly does believe in Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
And she does hate Trump. Yeah. So it goes to say, if you believe in something, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect you.
I have it, by the way, if you want to listen to it.
Yeah. Is it good sound quality?
That's not the greatest.
Yeah?
This is great. Oh, please let him up. Yeah, please let him up.
Pause it for a second. I wish she didn't do this. This scares me. You don't let a fuck. Listen, you do not bring a fucking Trump guy.
Club Soda Kenny's on the side of the stage.
I know. And Club Soda, he's the only guy I'd ever want by my side at that situation. But she's got to be careful.
Yeah.
That's no fucking joke. Comedy or not, you're in fucking Tampa. Everybody's carrying.
Yeah, they pat him down.
No, I don't know.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, she said bring him up. She can't do that anymore. You can't. I don't want to fuck. God forbid something happened to her.
Yeah.
You know, and even if it's fucking, they just wrestle around, she's wearing a skirt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And no underwear.
And nobody wants those photos.
Really?
Right. I don't want to see, you know what I mean?
Or do we?
That'd be the most. That's like me getting into a fight and the guy takes my shirt off, like hockey style. Now it's just, they're not even going to think about the politics of it. Right. There's going to be, look at Fatso's tits.
Yeah.
And his side fat. Go ahead.
She's drinking.
Maybe we can just, because he doesn't seem like someone who's going to start throwing punches, or he seems like a nice guy. He's a nice guy. You're embarrassed. Hi, I'm Amy.
Dave.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much. I really look forward to talking to you about this. Okay, just so you know, I appreciate you coming up. I am in no way trying to shame you. This isn't going to be a rally for either of us. I just really want to know. So tell me why Trump has your vote.
Because I can't trust Hillary.
Okay, that's...
Stop for 1 second.
Well, that's a lot of cheers.
Stop for 1 second. I'm going to tell you right now. Look, me and Starburst, I think we fight about this once a day on the road. I mean, really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, as soon as we hit a dumpling house, we do, all right, dumplings, and we get out. Literally. Yeah. That's how, but I want that away from me. It's fucking ruined my whole day.
Bobby's talking about an apple.
I wish. Fucking worst. But these fucking, Hillary is, I mean, Hillary's a fucking piece of shit, too.
I know.
Her husband's a hunk of garbage.
It sucks.
I mean, as a woman, I don't even know how you even fucking condone what he did. I don't even know how, but then again, she even buried it. She didn't even go, look, I'm standing by my husband. He's an asshole, piece of shit, and he messed up, but I got to stand by him. If she had said that, I'd be behind her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, look, she loves her husband. She loves her family, and she knows she's going to help him work through this shit. But we're literally just forgetting that this guy was the biggest misogynistic piece of shit that was in the office and fucked in the office and did hard shit to women. And women came out and called him on it. He lied to everybody and then said he did it because he got fucking caught with jizz on a dress.
Yeah.
I mean, his sperm on a fucking dress.
Right.
That's how far we had to go with this fucking lying hunk of shit.
Yes.
And then, I mean, this is crazy what he did.
It's crazy.
He did, Trump said he verbally talked bullshit.
Yeah.
We've never seen him do it. He's a fucking ugly motherfucker. Huh. This guy actually did a bunch of crazy shit.
Come on, Trump did shit.
You don't name one thing.
They're accusing him coming out left and right. Someone said he's been.
Just name it.
People have been accusing him left and right, dude. This last couple weeks.
Okay, so I'm going to say to you right now, he is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And what about Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton's not running for president.
But what is he?
He's a piece of shit.
Was he a piece of shit when he was a president?
Yes, but he's also a pretty good president.
So why would a woman who's a feminist condone that shit or actually just say, look, yeah, you're right. My husband's a hunk of garbage.
Okay, but your choices are a hunk of garbage or the wife of a hunk of garbage. It's a lesser of two evils, but she's not as bad as Trump. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think she's proven.
Look, she doesn't have any. She's pretty evil.
Here's why you vote for Hillary, ready?
Yeah.
Because she'd do a better job. That's it.
Yeah.
Not because she's a better person. No. Not because she's lying less. Because she's fucked us less. She's done all the same shit. Trump hasn't done any of the shit she's done to this
resume.
Fucking country.
What has
she done?
Okay,
Trump lied
about fucking Benghazi. Her husband lied to the fuck, and she was behind that. Backed him up. Lied to us too. They were all behind this shit.
Up the Bill Clinton stuff though, because that's not.
She was part of the lie. She lied
20 years ago.
She lied.
Right?
She knew about it. She lied. She lied to all of
us,
too.
It's her husband's sins. It's not her
but
shit.
She, look, when you lie, you're a fucking liar. It's okay. Not because... Uh-huh. So if you lie for Mark, you're a fucking piece of shit, okay. Too.
All right. That's fine. But
you're
lying
a piece
is
of
worse
shit
than
to my,
sexual
in my
assault.
But
lying
here's
isn't
a,
worse than that. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
If you're lying about a sexual assault to a woman, you're a piece of shit, too. Because you're not helping this woman. You're hurting her. You're a victim. You're fucking lying about the victim so she can't have her rights. So she just has to fucking take it. So you're in on it. So you're just as fucking guilty, Stavros.
Not, yes, Stavros. As,
yeah.
You like, feel ashamed of yourself.
It's like you're yelling into a mirror.
You got to get your life together.
If you're going to put, if you're going to say who's going to be a, I think, who we're not going to, you can just go live your matrix. I can get plugged back into the matrix, into my little fucking jelly box and go back and have steaks and as many guns as I want. Hillary.
Yeah.
If you put this fucking lunatic in, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you hear
exactly.
Putin said yesterday, if you vote for Hillary, there'll be war.
It's crazy.
Ooh. Wow.
He said that.
It's crazy.
I didn't hear that.
Yikes, I didn't hear that either.
Damn.
That's rough.
I got to follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. That makes me want to vote for Hillary, you fucking bald cocksucking Russian. Yeah. We'll take away your Levi's again.
Yeah. I'm
How's that?
Back on your horse.
Yeah. Take away your fucking.
Yeah, I'm a child. Don't tell me not to do something. You know what I mean? I'm going to do it. I think the thing with Trump supporters, they're always like, well, I want somebody that speaks their mind. And it's like, do you? Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think we want that. I don't know what
neither
it takes
side
to be a politician.
Does, though. Nobody yeah. wants to hear. Look, you know, I give her a lot of credit for bringing somebody up. You know, she could have just went on some fucking Hillary rant. Mm-hmm. She brought this fucking guy up, said, what do you got? Guy panicked. I know he panicked because he should have had something immediately. He was like, bye, well, you know. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to, you know, you're on the spot.
Yeah.
You're going to walk through, what is it, 200 people left? You're going to walk through 7,800 people that want to kill you
right.
on the way out.
That's
you know?
True.
I don't know. Look, do you go from, a comic should be able to bring up whatever they want and deal with the consequences of it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. So, and she did. So God bless her. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's happy about it.
And the joke,
here's the thing that bugs me though, the Trump people get the fucking joke.
Right.
Yeah,
she's
can't
not
take jokes.
Well,
no,
really
people can't
joke.
Take jokes.
Neither fucking side can
that's
take
true,
fucking
yeah.
jokes.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
Yeah, but nobody. But the other side, but
this fucking queen I make a joke and the car he flips out.
Huh. Right, but what? The difference is the Trump supporters talk about political correctness being a problem, but once it's aimed at them, when something's you know, they don't agree with, then they become the liberal left. You know what I mean? They become the same as PC warriors, except it's about shit that they don't like.
That's what's
hypocritical. They say you can say whatever the fuck
want. I love the Mark. If I say something, he goes, that's true. And if you say something, he goes, that is true.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. And I know nothing about politics. Yeah. So
I don't
I'm
either,
like,
brother.
Oh,
I don't either, but I know yeah. about fucking human beings, and I know what I like, and I know what's right and wrong in my life. I don't worry about the world. I worry about my world.
Mm-hmm.
And if more people did that, the world would be a fucking better place.
Yeah.
But everybody's worried about, we all going to be on this side or that side. And if you're on that side, this is what you fucking believe. No, go look at the other side. The other side has some points, too.
Right.
Everybody has a fucking point. There is fucking, you know, right and wrong.
That's why I'm in the middle. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Yeah.
I think you're smarter. If someone's in the middle, I think you're smarter. When it comes down, if I'm in a fucking booth today,
mm-hmm.
who am I going to vote for? It's probably going to be Hillary.
Yeah.
Just because I won't have to worry about shit. It will be the status quo, the same shit we've been going on my whole life.
And listen,
now, do I want to risk it and go, you know what, fuck it, Trump, and see what happens?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, but what if you did it? And what if he fucking just said, fuck it, and exposed it all? He took out that book of secrets.
Oh,
and showed us where the aliens are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He
was like holding up an alien. Look at this is Gary. Gary, come on, do that trick.
He opens a Trump hotel in Area 51.
Yeah.
I mean, there is.
Well, they'd shoot him right away. That's the other thing. The fucking somebody.
CIA.
Somebody wouldn't. They wouldn't allow that to happen.
How great would that be to see the assassination of Trump's head?
That'd be fun.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
If I was in the booth, I'd probably have to vote Hillary. Like I married the Mexicans, and he called them rapists and criminals. He's like, Antonio is a rapist? Like, he's good? He's a rapist? Yeah. You're calling he's good a rapist?
Good.
He's a wonderful man, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have a day job?
I just quit recently. Oh. I'm in between jobs, but yeah. So I worked at a sober house. I'm a sugar daddy at this moment.
She's the tortilla.
Moment. Yeah, yeah.
You have a sugar mama. You're a sugar baby.
I'm a sugar baby. Yeah.
I looked into that, by the way.
you just know anything about sugar baby.
So, it's
your favorite
involved.
Candy. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're on the plane. So she had no problem. She had fun with it.
Totally fine. And it's a bunch of free buzz and publicity, and she's doing the garden 2 days later, so I think it all worked out.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
It's weird, though. It seems like that when comics get to a certain point...
They get all...
But women comics. Like, Chris Rock doesn't give a shit. You ever see Seinfeld giving a fuck?
They get a little activist-y.
Yeah, but some of them, I think, a little activist-y. But, I mean, I think it's because you can actually do it without worrying about... I think there was a certain point about your career. I mean, you would... Let me tell you something. If there was a right-wing comic that was about to put you on a hit show, and I guarantee you'd be a little less mouthy when it came to your political views.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You would. But I wouldn't hold it against you.
Right.
Because, $20,000 an episode, you'd shut your little fucking Demi mouth.
It's like time Trump's to reward job creators. Bad, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
I mean, who knows, you know? I mean, do you really say what you want when you know, especially in this business? In any fucking job, you can get literally fucking just wiped away.
Totally.
For the wrong tweet.
Yeah.
In any.
Well, isn't it the fear of getting shit taken away? Like Tracy Morgan had to apologize. She's on a show. Yeah. She doesn't really have anything right now. She doesn't have a show.
It's all her own stuff.
It's her own shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but it's still, you take away your legacy. I mean, she's built up a lot of shit. I mean... You know, when she says something or does something, it's heard.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I mean, the one thing about her that she's behind it. You got to be very careful. Tracy was trying out new jokes.
Yeah.
Fought, right. You know, he's trying out new jokes and said, I'd stab a faggot, whatever. I'll stab a faggot. I'm pregnant. Yeah. I do it too.
That's pretty good. But the thing is,
I finger fuck my wife before I leave the house. Reminds me of my son. I miss that boy.
But like Tracy.
I got to get
Is Rich
say.
Little in the room? Yeah. What's going on?
Well, it's
Rich Big.
Rich Big. And there goes the name of the podcast. Yeah. I saw Lauren's face light up.
But I don't know if you're rich.
Save 12. And there goes the second name.
All right. But yeah, she's at least doing, like, Tracy Morgan's like, hey, faggots should all die, or whatever the hell he said. But she's, like, standing up for something that she thinks it's good to her. Like, I'm helping.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, so is Tracy Morgan, you know.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Exciting. I mean, when shit like that, I actually like it. I would have to say I like it.
Yeah, it's because kind of rock and roll.
Well, it's just, you know, it's so many of us go up and do hijinks. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, and then when you actually say something that is a little controversial. You know, I see people walking out on my show all the time because I'm a little fucking dirty or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Or I'm a little edgy. Yeah, I'll see people get up and walk the fuck out all the time. And it's like, good. I'm glad. I'm like, good. I'm glad. It actually makes me feel good that I'm actually saying something that's not everybody in the fucking room likes. Yeah. Because then I'm just a monologue late night fucking asshole that doesn't offend fucking anybody. And what am I really talking about? My life is fucking nuts. My thought process is creepy and fucking deformed. Yeah. And, you know, that's just who I am. If I was up there and everybody was like, oh, my God, then I'd be living some secret fucking life. At least I'm exposing these fucking twats to who I really am. And they're not liking it. And they're walking out. As long as you get up and walk the fuck out and don't say anything.
That's cool.
I don't need to hear your fucking critique. You know what I mean? That's a little ridiculous.
But it also shows where comedy is at in the world. Comedy's so big. It's so influential. And people give a shit. There's an arena here to see this girl talk and tell jokes. And then they're walking out because they're not agreeing with it. I mean, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Comedy's hot. Like, the president's lying, Hillary's lying, everybody's lying, and every fucking clickbait. Journalism is dead. It's all shit. You can't trust the news. Comedy's the last kind of real talk.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And it's perfect when people leave, because then the next year you come back and those assholes aren't there.
There you go.
You have, like, a slightly better crowd.
I just don't like when one side hates the other. Yeah, one side is, well, like, I don't like when one side is just our way is the right way.
I know what you're
saying.
It's
like, fuck you.
But hold on, though.
Can't you see they're both wrong?
Hold on.
Being more in the
middle. Some people have a point. Like, we just talked about your wife, right? Some people, when the rhetoric... Huh?
His wife?
His wife. Yeah, Mexican people, right?
Yeah.
They have a point to hate that side. Conservatives are like, and for years they did it to gay people.
But they don't have a point because he does have a point. We shouldn't just let anybody in this fucking country.
But you don't
We shouldn't let fucking people just come here who are illegal. Illegal immigrants. That's why there's a fucking border. That's why when I come back from Aruba, I got to wait 3 hours.
Yeah, but you don't.
And I'm a fucking citizen. But I don't mind waiting because I want to make sure that people that aren't fucking supposed to be here, that don't have the proper paperwork like I filled out, like my grandparents and their fucking people before them filled out, fucking aren't here. You don't get to fucking come here just because you want to.
That's not, but you don't call them rapists and murderers.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you would have said it your way.
But I have a point, too. You can't help it. You're saying it's one way or the other. What he is saying over here is right. That's why people are voting for him. Mm. They're actually going, all right, this guy's a fucking idiot, right? What he said about Mexicans, rapists and murderers, he's an idiot. He doesn't know how to fucking talk. He doesn't know how to fucking. And if you don't think.
But words
if
matter,
you don't,
dude.
All right, first of all, if you don't think that people. When they think of illegal people coming over, they're thinking of the bad ones. They're not thinking about his father-in-law. They're not thinking about his wife's family. They're thinking about the fucking bad cartel that are sneaking over here to get away from their country to bring drugs and fucked up shit here. Mm-hmm. That's who they're talking about. If you can't in your brain realize that's what they mean when they want to build a wall and make customs.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, but that's true.
But he's not saying that. Why should I have to fucking put it together?
But why do you have
getting
to,
at?
But
it's
why
a
do you,
dog whistle? He's trying to get racist.
We have to put together what you're getting at. Because if you say Trump is saying this, so that's what everybody on the Republican Party means, and everybody who's following him is like, yes. Fuck dirty Mexicans.
Everybody.
You're crazy.
I didn't say everybody.
You're dumb.
I didn't
You're
say everybody.
You're fucking dumb.
I didn't say everybody. But
not,
but
well,
it
then
is,
you can't give a percentage.
Disturbing. It is disturbing how many fucking white nationalists like Trump. Fucking the KKK is behind Trump. David Duke is behind fucking
Buddy,
Trump, dude.
Of course.
That's a problem. He's a major fucking.
It's not a problem because there's a lot of people that most people aren't. Most people that are behind Trump aren't. You're taking a group and just sticking it over here and calling the whole group. That's
not what I'm saying. I'm saying
you are. You're branding it. You're branding them KKK.
Well, first of all, that's
it's
just
not.
True. First of all, that's
you're
just
taking
true.
Them. You're taking
I'm
that
saying
people.
There's a portion. Of
that's
his...
like me saying that all fucking liberals are hippie shitheads that fucking follow fish around,
you know,
and don't know shit.
Okay, let's say that. Then
I'll take
a hippie fucking shithead over a fucking white supremacist.
Dude,
that's
let me
the
tell
difference.
You something. A hippie
that's
shithead who's gonna fucking all right. Penn and Teller did this thing one time where they went around a fucking hippie stupid fucking fish party with all your fucking idiot people that you love, and they went around. They said we have to ban this. It's in every office, in every school. We have to get this out. And everybody signed it. We have to sign this big. You know what it was? Water. It was another turn. And you
that's
fucking.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but
that's,
listen.
That's not even my point. You're
but
just,
your point it, is this is these people are fucking idiots, and you have your idiots. It's just a different idiot.
But
now,
yeah. Their
now,
idiots are so much more dangerous. That's my fucking point.
They're not fucking.
Yes, they are.
That, you don't think fucking banning water, could not knowing the fucking topic and just going, just following it like cattle,
yes,
is not
cattle
dangerous?
Are less dangerous than actively wanting to get fucking Mexicans out of here and fucking wanting to fucking.
You know, I don't want to get Mexicans out of here.
Crime.
I want to bring. I want to bring more Mexicans
more
into
dangerous.
America. I want more fucking Mexicans. You know why? Because they're fucking hardworking people.
Yeah.
They really are.
I agree with
well,
you.
Some of them, you can't
no,
say they're all great.
Listen,
that's
they're
the
not all great.
The
they're
yeah, yeah.
not all great, but they're fucking hard. As far as the immigrants that we're letting into this country for the last fucking 50 years, Mexicans are hardworking, family-oriented
yeah,
people.
Of course.
Do they live differently? Yes. Are their fucking houses different? The way they, how many people live in a house? How many? Yes.
Their smell?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, everything's different, but I want more of them in.
Yeah,
but do I believe that the border should be tightened up? Do I believe that fucking we shouldn't let everybody in here? Do I believe that at this time right now that letting anybody in out of fucking political correctness or guilt is horseshit? Yes. Because I don't want to fucking, I want to walk around my streets and be okay. I don't want to have to fucking worry about. I have to.
Those
it's becoming
things.
Socially acceptable to fucking be attacked or terror. Just, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Why?
Well, first of all, crime is down. That's another thing. That Republicans talk about all this doom and fucking everyone's getting robbed and shit. Crime's at a historic low in America.
Of course it is. It is. And in New York, too. New York is great.
So why are these the fucking issues we're talking about? Why aren't we talking about fucking healthcare costs, reproductive rights for women, all this kind of
shit? Don't get me started on global warming. They just completely deny
that
it's a thing.
That's, that might be the biggest fucking risk.
Buddy, every fucking 10 million years, the world goes through this. It's happened before.
God,
the icebergs melted. Yeah, yeah.
But no, and here's the other thing, though. What we're talking about, like, I don't like fucking Hillary.
You're
That's
dumb.
The thing.
You're dumb. You're
not,
a dummy.
I'm not fucking dumb.
You really are. You're dumb.
Play the debate points back. We'll see
I'm not.
Fucking
you're
be better.
Fucking dumb. You're dumb because you don't see yelling. The other side. You. This is my tone. You know yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not yelling. This is passion.
You've got your passion is regular person
this
yelling.
Is, yes,
admit
this,
that.
Yeah, I admit right. that. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. I said that. All right. I said that. My passion is regular person yelling, but my yelling is yelling.
Sure.
I showed you the difference.
I know. We've yelled.
He was yelling at me to tell me not to yell in the car. He was literally going, "Stop yelling!" And I'm like, "I'm not fucking yelling. This is passion."
Then we kissed. It was pretty cool.
We do really do fight a lot in the car, but it's all this shit. And then as soon as we pulled up to whatever restaurant it's like, we want to get 2 appetizers. And well, maybe we should just split.
Yeah. I picked you guys holding
love,
hands when
man.
You order.
Yeah. We really did.
Close. Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to wrap this up.
That was a real debate. That was great.
That was great.
Tonight on TV.
I think we're fucked.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're fucked. Do I see...
No debate needed there.
Trump is a fucking... I don't know what the fuck it is. I wish he wasn't an option.
Yeah.
But
it's embarrassing that he's an option.
It is embarrassing.
Yeah. He's an option. But what he's promoting, if you take all the shit out, the reason why people are voting for him because they want that. That's the Republican fucking party. That's what they go for. Okay? So
racist.
And then you go over. It's not. See? See what he does?
It's dog whistle racism.
But you see what
it is,
but you see what you do? You're putting a swath over a fucking shitload of people. It's not. There's a lot of Republicans.
No, there's
not a lot of Republicans
problems.
That aren't fucking racist.
I know
sick of fucking people telling if you're either this side or that side. Fuck off. There's a lot of people in the middle that don't know what the fuck to do.
Historically, that party has used racism in fucking
stop it. Historically,
though.
Democrats were racist. The Democrats. What was Lincoln? Republican, you fucking idiot.
God. Like, that's not a difference.
Freed the slaves.
Nothing's changed in
200
years.
The only time you guys actually went for the black vote is to get the vote.
That's fuck. Oh my God, dude. That's just not historically
true.
Accurate.
No,
at all.
Absolutely.
Republicans are
do your research.
Democrats wanted a ban when they said segregation. You know?
Yes, exactly. The reason the South isn't Democratic anymore is because Democrats were like, you know what, black people are people who should have equal rights.
No, and Democrats then all were stopping them.
No, they tried to
that's
stop.
What
they tried
you,
to...
First of all, Scopo.
Oh
if you
shit!
Were a red eye once, and now you're a fucking historical fucking genius. No, dude.
Battle.
Oh, shit.
The
Scopo's going to YouTube. Yeah.
The reason Republicans switched, the South used to be Democratic. The reason it switched is because Democrats didn't want to be fucking racist anymore. So the Dixiecrat Democrats fucking went to the Republican Party. And the Republican Party, fucking starting with Goldwater, openly fucking courted racists. That's what's been fucking happening. And Karl Rove did the same shit except with fucking gay people. That's why there's fucking good turnout. That's why George W. Bush beat Al Gore. That
Wait a minute.
A big
Can we all take a look at Scopo's studying face? What do you got, Scopo?
I gotta read first.
Oh,
well,
shit.
My God. All right.
Dude, come on. I gotta go soon.
Right.
I'll just read it first.
First of all, he's on redstate.com, by the way.
Oh, what is he supposed to go on?
Wikipedia.
Fucking Democrat?
No, a fucking unbiased source. Go to fucking college for history.
Let's Scopo. First of all, in the microphone, dumb. It's a podcast.
Wall Street Journal, that's fair.
Go.
I gotta read. I
want to
see.
Oh, fuck. You lost. Your 2 minutes are up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Little right. fat
Sorry.
Demigod.
I want to fucking get it right here.
You got it?
What do you know, Scopo?
He's gonna quote Zeitgeist. The reason why the Christians, the sign of the cross, the Mayans, the sun would come up. Dark was bad because crops couldn't grow in the nighttime. And that's when all the animals came out. And 3 days after in December, that's when Christ was born. That's when the sun started going back up again. What do you got? All right, listen.
Yeah, it's gonna take forever.
What I'm saying is you're a fucking idiot. Because well, you always got to say,
good point.
I think the Democrats, I think both sides have very great points. I voted Democrat 2 times.
Yep.
Okay? And I'm just saying that I think you if you can't look at the other side and go, you know what? I understand that. That makes sense. I wish that they, you know what I mean? I wish they, you know, this other side could see that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like they can't, like, women have an abortion. That's a sin. I mean, come on. You should not be allowed. Yeah. If you fuck up, you keep it.
What about the morning after pill?
What's that
what?
David Tell
what about
joke?
The morning after pill?
He's like, I believe in gay marriage as long as they're the same race.
That's such a fucking great. Good joke.
He's the best, dude.
Did you? Oh, this is the best. That he just.
Yeah, they defended slavery in the 1950s.
Oh. Right. Who did? No. Democrats. Which Democrat? Name one Democrat from the 1950s.
Kennedy.
In the 19th century, Southern
Democrats. This motherfucker's reading word for word.
So let him read. Don't fuck with him. Let him have a shot.
I can't really.
Don't fuck with his self-esteem. Let him have a shot.
Southern Democrats comprised when. I can't read. I can't see that great, so. Can you read it for me? I can't really see that great. Write the first line right here.
It's not helping his case. At all.
I can't see my eyes. My eyes aren't that good.
It doesn't look good.
In the 19th century, Southern Democrats comprised whites in the South who believed in Jefferson democracy.
In the 1850s,
they defended slavery in the United States and promoted its expansion into the West.
Shut up, dude.
If you're going to fucking talk over me, I'm going to smash you. Because that's what you fucking do when you're nervous. Then stop yapping over people.
Right,
and
guys,
fucking
think about the appetizers.
But that's what you do. You berate people. As they're talking, you keep interrupting it and throwing zingers, saying stupid. Don't fucking call me a fucking idiot, dude. Okay? Because without an education, I've fucking come a long way, you cunt.
How did this head turn into this?
Because you're sitting there fucking, I'm trying to read this shit, and you think you're a fucking genius because you know a couple of things because you grew up in Washington. You're just
Sobo.
A fat oompa. I'm reading. Let me fucking read. Shut your face.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You know what? I don't know why I'm backing Scopo.
I know. It's fucking crazy.
Literally
He's
down.
Wrong.
I'm going down a black hole.
You just read it.
I just snapped on my fucking honey pig.
I'm just right, by the way, so I don't know.
You're not right. That's why you're dumb. That's why you're dumb.
We just read that
you're
wrong.
Fucking dumb.
What year did that say, Scopo?
It said 1850s.
Okay, what did I say? In the 60s? The shift switched? 1960s?
I'll find it too. Hold on.
This podcast got a lot of range. You know, we listen. From, Cat
here's
Williams
the deal. You
Vagina
need to fucking stop
to,
thinking you're
politics.
Right because you're not.
But in this specific
all the time,
case, I
not.
Just am right.
You're not.
It's just the
you're
fact
not.
That I know that
the
Scopo
fact,
doesn't.
The fact is that okay, people, both parties will go for the vote. The fact that you please don't be that fucking naive to think that the Democrats are some fucking white winged angels
that
are out there and they're so honest. They're hunks of garbage too.
Sure, absolutely.
All of them.
I wanted Bernie.
All of them.
Listen,
they're all. Listen, it's about money and power. It's worse than fucking show business.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm. I met them. I spoke at a dinner. I met all these fucks, and I talked to them. And it's the most phony shit I've ever. I've never met the phonier people than these fucking people who are in office.
I agree with you.
It's all a hunk of shit.
I agree.
Every show you watch exposes. Every show about politics exposes how fucking evil and fucked up. Do you think the guy who writes that has this amazing imagination? It's facts. It's from fucking facts. Okay? So stop with the fucking Democrats. They're hunks of shit.
I never said that.
Yeah,
all
but
I
you,
said
but
was
you,
Republicans
you,
use racism
yeah, but
and
you,
homophobia.
You, yeah, but you don't.
To get
you always
out.
Say this shit. You never say anything about your party.
It's not my fucking party.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is.
I wanted fucking Bernie to win. I don't like Hillary.
He's
I'm more,
a fucking
I'm more
queer.
Liberal.
No. Imagine if he won.
That'd be great. We'd be living in utopia. We'd have free everything.
Yeah. Until you fucking got your own sitcom.
You would be taxed.
Until you got
great.
Your own. Yeah, exactly. I would love for him to win, and then you to hit it. Just the business go, fuck it. Back to, and then you just crying over all the money you don't make.
I would have a tax shelter in Ecuador if that happened.
Yeah, exactly. Move, be illegal. You'd be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a joke, but you just got mad at me, so.
No, that's my joke, too. I play a character. I'm trying to act like fucking Evan. All right, listen. what we've learned here today is that me and you have passion.
Yeah.
These two fucking squares have nothing.
Yeah. I learned a lot.
I have a couple voices, I guess. Yeah.
A couple voices, and he's a flip flopper in the middle.
Yeah. I like both. Yeah. Both make great points.
I actually, that's my point. Is I think both of them make great points. I think Hillary has great points. I think Trump is a fucking moron. But if you look beyond that, yeah, we do have to tighten up borders. We have to. It's almost obvious.
Yeah.
The things that they both say are obvious shit.
Of course.
And it's like we're sitting there going, we have to. Yeah, you have to tighten the borders, you fucking idiot.
It's so hard to watch. It's cringing when they're just like, so what are you going to do about this? And they're like, well, I have Latino friends. And you're like, oh, shut the fuck up. What are you doing? That's not
even an
answer.
Hillary was like on Breakfast Club and she was like, I put hot sauce on all my chicken.
That was
gross.
Like a robot just
racist. That's not racist?
Yeah, it's right. It's like a robot.
That's racist.
Pressed a black button.
That's fucking racist.
Yeah. It's actually true. She loves
I need to say a black thing.
But see, except, is that a racist statement?
To like hot sauce?
To say it the way
in
she said
in a black
it.
Room when it's not true.
I think,
she's not. She doesn't
say
carry.
It.
She's no, like carry hot sauce.
Is why it, am I defending Hillary Clinton?
Is it racist?
It's not racist, but
it's
pandering.
Not racist.
It isn't racist, but it's
pandering.
Okay, you know what I read? I was trying to look for a good neighborhood to bring Max to for trick-or-treating. Because my neighborhood's good, but there's not that many kids. Mm. So I don't want to, you know, ring the doorbell and nothing.
Right.
There are people rummaging inside, putting their pants on because they're jerking off the porn.
So when Evan rings the doorbell, no parents.
I was trying to find, like, the five best neighborhoods in Westchester because I want to drive there.
Yeah.
Park the car and just walk a couple blocks.
Yeah.
And I read on the thing, it said, one lady was like, I heard about Dobbs Ferry. Sleepy Hollow is a great town to go to. Because it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a nice little quaint town, and it's where the Headless Horseman thing is.
Yeah.
And then the next line, and not even trying to be racist, just some lady was like, it is nice up there, but there's a lot of Spanish people, and I don't know if they know what Halloween is.
Okay.
Maybe you can get a Mexican candy ball or something like that, but I would go to Terrytown, which is a better town and a quainter town to do trick-or-treating in.
Wow.
So she was just like...
That's not that bad. I mean, she just doesn't know.
She framed it as a cultural issue, which is fine.
Well, it's just a bunch of Spanish people that go, see?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
You,
okay.
It's
okay.
Good.
It's good. It's good.
He's good.
Trick-or-treat. He's good. He's good.
He's a churro.
It's all good.
Guys, you guys do Halloween?
Yeah.
Mexican.
All right, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
This has been a fucking treat. I can't believe I actually backed Scopo. Thank God I fucking
I caught
myself right at the end.
It feels so good.
I just like
it
to argue with my baby boo.
Yeah, that was
I really do like fucking argue. He's just a one sided cunt. He really is. Every once in a while though he goes, you're baiting me. And I'm like, I just smile. I'm like,
always.
The best part was Scopo trying to read.
That was awesome. That was great.
I can read.
No,
he didn't. He got fucked up with the word compromise.
Condiment.
All right, let's go through this. What do you have?
At Stavy Baby on Instagram, STAVVY Baby, and I'm on the True Story Tour with Bob. Come see. Oh, actually, fuck. October 24th, at Come On Everybody at.
What?
Yeah. It's a bar. It's a bar. It's a bar called Come On Everybody.
Come On Everybody.
That's clever.
Come On Everybody.
I thought you were doing your podcast there.
It is a podcast show there.
What's
actually.
It called?
Yeah. It's called Funny Moms. The live show is called Funny Moms at Come On Everybody. Joe Liss is on it. Sarah Tolomash, Petey Dabrow. It's going to be a good show, so come check that out, guys, please.
I just said I have to go during your plugs. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm running late. I'm an asshole.
Okay. Yeah, that's
we're
going
to have to do that thing later.
Okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it Friday.
Cool.
All right. Cool.
Good.
What do you got, buddy?
Mark Norm at Twitter, at Mark Norman Instagram. Go to my website for dates. Doing my special on the 17th, November.
Ooh.
Come on out. I need fans in the room. It's at a synagogue in the Lower East Side. Hour special,
that's
Comedy
awesome.
Central.
That's where Norm got married.
Dude.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Angel Orzans?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Noam got married there. It's a beautiful space.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. I had to really fight for it to get it.
That's
awesome. Dennis Leary shot a special there.
Really? Fuck. Damn it. That's tainted.
Shit. Why? Dennis Leary's great.
Sure.
He's great.
The show's canceled.
Can you do Leary?
I don't know.
All right. Smart.
I don't want to shoot a special where anybody shot a special before.
I thought no one had.
Yeah, well.
Fuck.
There you go. Who did it? Comedy Central?
Yeah,
they did it there, too. They did it.
Damn it.
Bang boozled.
I'm an asshole.
What do you got, buddy, besides weird hair?
Weird hair?
Yeah, you look like an elf. Sorry. Battle.
You got
DJ? All your people are dead. Good riddance.
Good riddance, man. Horrible people.
I'm sorry that everybody's dead.
That's okay. I still have a dad, so that's cool. I heard something. I'm going to be at the Comedy Zone in North Carolina on the 27th to the 30th with Mike Lawrence.
Good Great. Club.
And
love
then,
Mike Lawrence.
The finals of the Roast Battle Tournament are November 1st at the Stand, 10:30. Should be a lot of fun.
Are you a comic book guy?
Yeah, I'm a comic book guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Mike made you wear those.
Yeah. All he right, just cool. makes me eat combos with him. Combos.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought he had cum in his hand.
No, my God. Yeah. He makes me eat cum, yeah.
It's the eat and cum tour.
Yeah. It's worth it, though, for the stage time.
That's how we got this breath.
Yeah. Oh, listen to Tuesdays with Stories. Sorry.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great part.
Joe List.
You never plugged that.
I forget every time.
Listen to Cumtown, everyone. Listen to Cumtown. Thank you.
What do you got?
At Chris Scopo on Twitter, Instagram. Facebook. Your dates?
Lauren, what do you got?
Just at Lauren Kubera.
Lauren Kubera. You did a good job today?
I think I did.
That was a question. Are we back live?
Well, we're live.
How'd
baby.
That go?
We've been live since. Got you.
I'm sorry for yelling at you.
That's okay. I appreciate it.
You have to get a piss.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I did anything that made you feel bad during our heated exchange.
You know what? We go to therapy together. He went before me.
I warmed her up. Weird. You go to Al?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I know that you talked about me going to the airport early.
Oh, weird.
Did he say that?
No, he didn't say that. He slipped.
Oh, goddamn.
He was giving me he was giving me a rant about something. He goes, you know, this and that, and get to the airport early. I go, whoa. I go, how about? I go, what are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Actually, something happened. You got bumped, actually. Something big happened in my
about
life.
That?
Huh? What happened?
Talk about that with Alan.
It's too late now.
What happened?
I don't want to get into it right now.
Just a little bit.
A friend
Asshole.
Of mine betrayed me.
Really?
I'll put it that way. We can talk about it on a different. You
know, really?
Yeah.
We talk about it on my. We're going to do another show, me and you.
Okay.
Betrayed you
on Friday.
Oh yeah. It's
bad
piece of shit bad. Move. He told me about it.
Really?
Piece of shit move.
Can you just give us a little plug and we'll be on the come on the show next week. We'll finish it. Give him a little tease.
Yeah.
Well, it has something to do with that girl I couldn't get over for a while.
Oh.
A very good friend of mine is there.
Oh.
But what'd you do for this friend?
Dude, I can't get into it right now. I'm gonna fucking start breaking shit. I can't. I don't
really? You're mad?
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna talk about it on our show.
Okay.
You have a different show?
No, we do for the tour. We do Facebook Live. With the Mevo camera. Come on,
anyway,
son.
We can talk about
dude, you
it.
Told
anyway.
Me about that. I was pissed. I was good pissed for 20 minutes.
Can we talk
that
about
sucks.
It?
Sucks.
You want to talk about it on the podcast next week?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a podcast is better than Facebook Live, I feel like. Because it's just us talking instead of people interjecting and shit like that live. You know what I mean?
If Stavros, you faggot,
get over. I'll shut comments off.
Anyway, we'll talk about it some.
Oof, look at your cheeks are getting red.
Yeah. No, I can't.
Nice.
Get this guy another piece of cake.
All right, well, listen. Friday night, we're going to be in me and Stavros, Comedy Connection, Rhode Island, one of my favorite clubs. Friday, Saturday. So make sure we're going to get Wings Friday, ting-a-ling at Bonehead. Can't wait to go there. And then next week we're at Gotham. Get your tickets now. Go to
RobertKellyLive.com.
What else we got?
GothamComedyLive.com for tickets. If you want to send anything in to the studio, 117 McDougal Street, 10012, care of Robert Kelly. If you want to come on the show, email ykwdproducer at riotcast.com. We got a bunch of people coming in next week, actually.
All right, great. What, 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
All right, 9 at night. We're doing it next week.
We got Bert.
It's going to be great.
Nice.
Bert Kreisch is on next week. So let's do this. You guys are the best fans of the world. Make sure you join the premium channel. Download the app for free. iPhone, Android, $1.99 a month. We got a lot of fucking premium content up there right now. You're going to enjoy shit that other people don't get to see. Creeps with Kids, the whole show is up there. The Bailey and Matt interview we did, the podcast is up there. We're going to be doing stuff this weekend. Maybe we'll pull a premium thing. Get some fucking licks. From your fucking tragedy. No, I'm kidding. We won't do that. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for coming on the show. And I'm listening to the show, and that's it. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.